brought to you by the KKPR Sports Club.
And intercepted and headed the other way is going to be Saborn to the 10, to the 5, and we pushed out of bounds at the 2-yard line. The interception, Trevor Saborn.
After six straight playoff appearances, Ravenna will need to rebuild with only three starters returning. For Donovan Trumbull, they're a team on the rise, and look for their second straight season opening win. It's the Blue Jays and the Cardinals coming up next. But first, it's the New Tech Seed pregame show. We'll take you live to Ravenna with Doug Duda right after this word from New Tech.
Best of luck in tonight's game from Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed, your yield leaders. Contact a New Tech Seed dealer near you for all your seed needs. Proud to support our area athletes in and out of the game, Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed.
And good evening, everyone. Welcome to Ravenna, Nebraska for the start of the 2010 high school football season. Doug Duda with you here on the New Tech Seed pregame show from Ravenna as the Blue Jays welcome in Donovan Trumbull. You can call it a Lou Platt conference matchup. It's a non-district matchup, as all of these opening games of the season are. Officially on your schedule and on your calendar, they refer to this as week zero, meaning that these teams somewhere along the way will have a bye, and we'll tell you all about that in a little bit. All Class A and B schools across the state are playing tonight, but not necessarily all C and D schools. There are about 15 games, maybe 10 to 15 games in each class, C1, C2, D1, and D2 going on tonight, including on our sister station, ESPN 1460, where the Kearney Bearcats are at home tonight to take on Columbus. On our sister stations in Hastings at ESPN 1550, Adams Central will be at Sydney. A little bit later tonight, they kick off at 8 o'clock our time, and on 1230 AM KHAS, Hastings High is playing Schuyler. All the games also available on the World Wide Web at ESPNSuperStation.com, and you can listen to any of those games tonight. And we're glad to have you along with us. My normal sidekick, the Big Daddy Tony Davis, out tonight. He'll be back with us next week as we get into week one of high school football on the calendar. You'll hear it from both the coaches coming up in our pregame interviews, both Mark Hudson and Brent Beckner. Will the line hold up for Ravenna? It's an intriguing matchup. You've got a school and a program in Ravenna that's been very dominant over the last 6, 8, 10 years. Even before that, they're winning football games and getting into the playoffs. But Coach Hudson and the crew have made the playoffs every year, and they do that by bringing up big offensive linemen and running the ball out of the veer. Well, they've only got three kids back, and they've got a good one in Ryan Miller as far as a starter from last year. But can he get up the field? Because Donovan Trumbull has a much more experienced and bigger line, and that's where this game could be decided. You've got to figure Ravenna's going to have to get the ball to the outside, and all you're going to see from Donovan is busting that ball right up on the middle. And they've got a good quarterback as well. Donovan Trumbull's quarterback returning, new quarterback, of course, for Ravenna after the All-Stater Josh Crowell graduated last year. So we're looking for an exciting game. Should be a real good one here on opening night. Will we see a changing of the guard? We'll take a break. Be back with more right after this on the New Tech Seed pregame show.
Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed are proud sponsors of high school sports. For high-yielding corn, soybean, and alfalfa, New Tech Seed is the only company you'll ever need. Call Terry or Jason today at 750-6060 or visit NewTech at yieldleader.com.
Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting all athletes back in the game. Whether you're running your business or running up the score, you can get hurt, and they can help. Dr. Lauren specializes in the treatment of foot and ankle problems. Sports medicine for every athlete. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
Holcomb Scrapers have long been the leader in scraper strength and reliability. Kirshner Implement in Ravenna is your Holcomb Scraper dealer. They stock 8 and 12-yard forced ejection scrapers with other models also available. Kirshner Implement in Ravenna is a proud sponsor of tonight's game.
Misco Sports Incorporated of Kearney wants you to see them before the games begin. Misco's carries brand name clothing, shoes, and athletic apparel from names like Columbia, Nike, and more. Get your game on at Misco's now in the downtown Kearney Center. Misco's, you'll be better equipped for the games you play.
And welcome back to Ravenna. As always, a big thank you to the many fine sponsors as we get ready for what we hope is another exciting high school sports season. Not only just football, but volleyball gets started next week, and to softball and golf and the cross-country teams, best of luck as well. As the captains come to the middle of the field and we get close to start this football game tonight, we're about 25 minutes away from opening kickoff. And let's hear from the coaches here in just a moment. We'll also have our injury report. Both teams have a few kids out coming into the night's game. None of the major participants, no key starters are out, but some depth can be hurt there. And this is one of the smaller Ravenna teams in quite some time, not just in weight, but in numbers, with only 31 kids suited up this year. Donovan Trumbull, right about the same. They've got a few more kids out, and that program continues to improve and get bigger and stronger under third-year coach Brent Breckner, who we will hear from next. The New Tech Seed pregame show continues right after this.
Valentino's, home of the Grand Italian Buffet. Come in before and after the game, or call for one of their great pizzas. You can carry out, or Valentino's will deliver in the Kearney area. Get yours tonight. Valentino's, North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Bank of Donovan wishes the Donovan Trumbull Cardinals the best of luck. Visit the Bank of Donovan for all of your banking, investment, and insurance needs. Bank of Donovan has full-service locations in Donovan, Grand Island, and Hastings. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Ravenna Superfoods is the place for big town savings with a large touch of hometown service. A proud supporter of the Ravenna Blue Jays on their road to success. Shop Ravenna Superfoods, located downtown Ravenna. Best of luck, teams.
Get to the summer blowout sale going on now at your area CPI Mr. Tire. Get a 10% discount on Cooper CS4 tires, along with several models of the popular light truck and SUV Cooper Discoverer tires at your area CPI Mr. Tire store, serving all of South Central Nebraska.
Back on the New Tech Seed pregame show here on Classic Hits 98.9 and the World Wide Web at KKPR.com. It's opening night of the 2010 high school football season, and our first game going to be a little interesting. At least that's what everybody's saying. That's why we're talking to the coaches, and I think they believe that as well. Donovan Trumbull headed in the right direction here, trying to improve, and it looks like many people believe you're going to be better, Coach, than the three wins. And we take a look back at last year, three wins, two overtime losses. You guys were a play away from being a playoff team. So maybe the 3-5 record, people shouldn't just look at that. And Brent Breckner, the head coach at Donovan Trumbull, is joining us here. Coach, is that kind of the way you feel entering this season with the team?
Yeah, I mean, we felt like we were a pretty good football team last year, and we had a couple things go our way, and we're a playoff team and a pretty solid team. But, you know, heading into the off season, that gave us a lot of motivation to get where we think we need to be, and our kids have done a nice job of really working hard and having great attitudes, and our effort's been good all throughout camp, and I think we're ready to go.
Tell the folks about the kids and where you're coming back, where you were concerned about filling in to start this season.
I mean, we lost a good group of seniors from last year. Lost a couple guys up front. Lost a good chunk of our backfield, some of our linebackers, and then a pretty good player in the secondary for us. And we filled in pretty nicely. We've got some guys with some experience and some guys that are going to come in and play a varsity role for the first time Friday night. They're pretty excited about the opportunity, and we're pretty excited about seeing what they got and what they're going to have Friday night.
Well, let's start with the big boys up front. You will have a good line on both sides, and part of the reason there is you've got a real good anchor in Garrett Bundy. Talk about the line and talk about what you will be using him as kind of the leader of that line.
Yeah, Garrett does a really nice job. He's a pretty aggressive player for a big guy. He is real athletic, runs pretty well. And he just got kind of a mean streak that we really like. Him and Nick Lee both are doing some nice things. Both returning starters, started every game last year on the offensive line, and then both started on the defensive line for us. And we're pretty excited about those guys. And then we've just got a nice solid group that's kind of coming along. Seth Johnson, sophomore starting at center for us, has done some nice things throughout camp. And Heath Maurer started the last couple games at the end of the year last year. And Taylor Williams, we moved down from tight end and has done a really nice job. And we've got some other guys that rotate in. Line's definitely a strong suit. Coach Ed's done a great job with our offensive line, and we've got good depth all the way through.
Brent Breckner is joining us. He's the head football coach at Donovan Trumbull. They're getting ready to take on Ravenna. I want to jump right into that, Coach, because it doesn't take a genius to see where the matchups are. Ravenna is replacing their entire line and may have to use some speed to get outside offensively. You guys are going to be maybe fixing in some new running backs and trying to solidify with a good quarterback there, but you're strong up front. So is that the key to this football game? I mean, you guys should have the definite advantage on the line.
Yeah, I'm an O-line guy, so I tell you every game the O and D line is the key. And I think we have some things that we hope to take advantage of. We've really worked on our kids being aggressive, scheme stuff we've been working on. Our kids have really bought in, and we're doing some nice things. We're moving some people around, and we're getting our running backs creases, and they're hitting them hard. So we're excited about the way we're playing up front.
And talk about the running backs, because that seems like that's what you'd want to do is pound, pound, pound. But Jordan Slough is just a freshman, and then on the other side of the spectrum you get Ryan McNally that's a senior. Talk about what they do differently.
They're both good kids. They both do the right things. Jordan's a little raw, a little green, but makes some nice plays, makes some nice cuts, really runs the football tough, has done some nice things, has really come a long way since we started way back in the summer. And Ryan has been in the program. Ryan's done some really nice things. He runs hard, makes good decisions, and does some nice things in our pass protection. So, both of them are going to get a lot of carries. We like to get behind those big boys and see what we can do.
You do have C.J. Cosgriff back under center. You guys didn't chuck the ball around a whole lot last year, less than 500 yards through the air, and your wide receivers not stacked. You don't have a 190-pounder running down the field here. How much do you want to implement that passing game as the season progresses?
I think as we get going, we'll see what we got at wideout. We got some kids that are doing some nice things, and I think they're going to surprise some people as we get going, because we got some kids that'll go out and compete. They'll go up and get the football, and have been doing some nice things. And I think as we get going, that's a part of our game that's really going to develop and surprise some people.
Another minute here with Brent Breckner, the head coach at Donovan Trumbull. We talked a little bit about where you are going to have the advantage taking on Ravenna. What concerns you about this Blue Jay team?
Just being Ravenna. I mean, they're solid every year. Somebody was saying the other day they've made the playoffs 7 straight years, and that's where we want to be. We want to be playing consistent football like they do. And they're always very physical with what they do on offense, and they're very physical up front with their linebackers and the things they do defensively. So that's always a concern. Coach Hudson's always got them prepared to play well, and they play with a lot of intensity, and they're always very physical. And we've got to we've talked with our kids a lot. We've got to match that physicality and execute, and we'll be in for a heck of a football game Friday night.
Well, Coach, obviously that opening night, you want to limit as many penalties as you can. Special teams always seems to come into play there. Tell me a little bit about what you like to do after touchdowns, how your kick return team is, how your punt team is. You think that's a strength, or has that got some ways to go here?
I think it's a strength. Garrett Bundy's back punting and did some nice things for us last year. And we've got an exchange student that's kicking for us, kicking PATs and kicking field goals. Al Lopez, who's done some nice things, and we really spend a lot of time on our special teams. And we talk with our kids a lot. A big play on special teams could turn the game, and we're focused on that. Our kids that might be the one chance they get to get on the field. They're pretty excited about making something happen and making a big play. So we're looking forward to those things.
Brent, thank God you told me it's just Al Lopez, and that way I don't have to say the whole full name, because I don't know if I could get through that one.
That's why we call him Al Lopez.
Well, Coach, should be an exciting one here. You got the off to a good start last year, and so the kids have to have some confidence that they can do it again, and we wish you the best of luck tonight and throughout the season. Thanks for the time.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
That's Brent Breckner, the head football coach at Donovan Trumbull, and we'll be back on the New Tech Seed pregame show and hear from Ravenna coach Mark Hudson right after this.
Insure your home, auto, life, and business with us through Auto Owners Insurance. We'll provide low-cost, quality protection and claim service that is second to none. See RAI of Nebraska and protect what needs protected in your life. Best of luck to the Ravenna Blue Jays.
We believe you deserve the best. That's why we're here at Ag West. You gotta go AgWest.com. Go Ag West.
Zorb Farms appreciates how hard these young athletes work to make the team. The lessons of teamwork and good sportsmanship are traits they'll carry the rest of their lives. And finally, a word of thanks to the teachers and the coaches.
And we're back on the New Tech Seed pregame show here on opening night of the 2010 high school football season. Always an exciting time, and we continue our coaches' interviews with Mark Hudson of the Ravenna Blue Jays. And Coach, ready for another season. Sun shines, and let's play some football.
You betcha. We're pretty excited. It's been a long off season, so ready to get out there and give them heck. Well, obviously the story is you've got a lot of kids to replace, and where do you start? It starts at the line. We all know that's where you took the biggest hit to graduation. But as you approach this season with all these holes to fill in, where did you start?
Well, like I said, we had to start up front, and that's obviously the most important. Every coach says that. Every person who reads the newspaper understands that they got to know what they're doing, and that progression's taken a little bit longer. You know, we're still kind of hammering out some wrinkles there as far as assignments and execution. But, you know, I think you can never underestimate the importance of having a guy or two, you know, like a Ryan Miller and Ethan Shambach played that, you know, I think they're going to be able to make up for some of those misses up front or those mistakes that some of those inexperienced guys will make. So you got to build around the kids that have been in the program and shown the success and kind of hang your hat on what they do good.
What about the kids that were just kind of on the sidelines while you guys have been winning so many football games the last couple of years? Can you tell the first day of practice and summer weightlifting that the attitude is still there?
At times, you know, it's a process. They talk the talk, but learning how to walk the walk is it doesn't happen overnight. And at the beginning, that was something we had to harp on all the time, that just because you have Ravenna across your chest, it doesn't do anything but put a target out there for some teams that want to pay you back. So, you know, that's been part of the message, is that, you know, you've seen it. Now it's your turn. You need to step up, and you need to carry the line. So we've seen some nice improvements in the last week, and I think the kids feel some urgency, and they're excited and tired of banging on each other. And so we've had some up-and-down practices, and consistency early on was a concern. But the last week, I think we've really kind of seen kids start to click and get it, and that's when it becomes fun.
Yeah, I was going to say that Ravenna coach Mark Hudson is joining us here on the New Tech Seed pregame show as we take a look at how practices have moved along. What are you seeing?
Well, we've tried to find a quarterback. You know, we've had to adjust kind of some of what we're going to plan to do or try to do this year, because obviously, you know, Josh Crowell was a phenomenal athlete. You know, goes up to college and runs a 4.440. So, you know, we don't have that kind of talent just waiting in the wings. We've got some speed. We've got some kids that do some nice things. So we've had to try to at practice not just put in our stuff, but put in stuff that's going to complement, you know, the kids that have to step into those roles. You know, you got Trevor Saborn, who's a talented young man with a great head on his shoulder. You got Connor Baronic, who, you know, has decided to continue, and, you know, was kind of going back and forth about football or not, but we're glad to have him. And, you know, they both bring something different to the table, so that's been part of the challenge. And it adds a lot to the kids that are new, trying to figure out, well, we've got a certain set of plays with this guy when he's a quarterback and a certain set here, so we've really tried to settle in and figure out what we're going to do and what each kid does best.
It's not like you're replacing a 1,000-yard passer, because as everybody knows, you guys love to run the football. Do you have to make changes offensively because of the youth, or do you just kind of stick with what you've had because there's not much changing that you guys have really ever done? You're a ground-oriented ball club.
Well, we're obviously going to continue to run the ball. You know, that's a philosophical thing that we believe, that in order to be successful, you know, especially in this part of the state, you know, last year in the playoffs and the year before, we haven't had very good weather. And I think that although we've been naysayed maybe early in the year and had some struggles, that I think, you know, once they get it and it clicks, you know, I feel, and our coaching staff feels, that's our best chance to move the football and score points. So that being said, we still need to make sure that teams can't load up and go 11. We learned that no matter how big you are up front, how dominant you are. You know, we got two or three guys that are playing at some level of college football that were up front last year, big, mean guys. And you can't have 11 guys in the box and expect to be consistently successful. So we continue to work on our pass game. You know, God forbid, you might see a little bit more in the air this year, but I think if we can only see 8 in the box or even 9, I think that'll help our run game. We understand that. We know that. In the past, you know, it was a deal where you're looking at a 30% completion percentage on a good night and a kid that's averaging 10 or 11 yards a carry. Maybe that's my fault, but I don't feel putting kids in a position where they're not going to be successful. It is a business that we're in, you know, and Our quarterback last 2 years was excellent carrying the football. That's where he was at his best, and so we're going to roll the dice on that. I think the guys we're looking at this year, they throw the ball a little bit better. You know, we may not be looking at 70% or 60%, but we'd like to be able to complete a few more passes.
Couple of seconds left here with Mark Hudson, head football coach at Ravenna. Let's talk about this opening game. Donovan Trumbull seems to be a team that's on the rise. What can you tell us about them, and what worries you a little bit going into opening night?
Well, I don't know a whole lot about them. You know, they were at camp, and I met Coach Breckner just briefly this summer and talked, and he's got a good mind to him. He's got a good philosophy, a great guy, you know, just from first impressions. You can watch a little film from last year. Doesn't really tell you much. You know, it's first game. So what I do know is, you know, from back eons ago when I played and in my experience of coaching against them, they're going to come to knock your head off. That's who Donovan is. That's how the community views themselves. That's how the kids view themselves. They're tough. They're hard-nosed. That's what we're trying to prepare our kids for. So we don't have a great rivalry historically with them, but I'll tell you what, they're always great, hard-hitting games. They're fun games, very competitive. So, you know, they like to spread it out a little bit. We're preparing for just about everything, so you never know what you're going to get. I expect a good, hard-fought football game.
Well, it's opening night. Everybody should be ready to go. We look forward to learning some new names out there on this opening night. Mark, we wish you guys the best of luck, and we'll see you again as the season progresses.
All right. Appreciate the coverage, Doug.
You bet. Mark Hudson joins us here on the New Tech Seed pregame show, and we'll be back with more, including a look at the starting lineups right after this on KKPR.
Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting all athletes back in the game. Whether you're running your business or running up the score, you can get hurt, and they can help. Dr. Lauren specializes in the treatment of foot and ankle problems. Sports medicine for every athlete. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
Five Points Bank, your community bank. That means they invest in assets locally, make decisions locally, and also take the time to know you. Five Points Bank, the better bank, truly cares about what's in it for you.
And welcome back to the New Tech Seed pregame show here on Classic Hits 98.9 of the World Wide Web at KKPR.com. Doug Duda with you here from Ravenna as we take a look at what's going on with tonight's opening night game between the Blue Jays and the fine folks from Donovan Trumbull. And it's time for our Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center injury report. When you're injured, Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center will get you back into the game of life with locations in Kearney, Ravenna, Minden, Elm Creek, Franklin, Bertrand, and now in Lexington. There's one near you. Tell your doctor you want Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center to rehab you back to your best. Well, taking a look at some of the kids, unfortunately, that won't be able to play here on this opening night of a football, Donovan Trumbull will be without sophomore Kenny Pfeiffer, junior Jared Littleman, sophomore Blake Treat, freshman David Uden, and sophomore Josh Kreidle. Coach Brent Breckner, as we told you at the start of the ball game, a lot of those kids will be coming in a backup role. So the good thing is you don't have to start the season with a bunch of starters watching from the sideline. Kind of the same story for Ravenna. They've got some youngsters that are out for the year is linebacker and tight end Cody Esker, just a freshman. And then hopefully back a little bit later on in the season will be sophomore Gator Schott and sophomore Trevin Barrett. Not big boys, but again, it can help them provide a little bit of depth. And that's a look at your injury report brought to you, as always, by our fine friends at Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center. Family Physical Therapy knows everyone has an oops once in a while. You might sustain an injury during competition or strain your knee or back doing chores at home. Your job, explain to your friends. Well, Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center's job is to get you back into the game of life. There's one near you, Ravenna, Minden, Elm Creek, Franklin, Bertrand, and now in Lexington. So tell your doctor you want Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center to rehab you back to your best. And we'll be back with the starting lineups after this timeout.
Flashback Neighborhood Grill in Ravenna is proud to support the Blue Jays. Come into Flashback for a taste of history. With the original tin ceiling, bared brick walls, and decorated with history for Ravenna like newspaper clippings from years past. Flashback's where the grill is open late for home games, so stop in tonight. Harvest haulers and Victory Trucking can take a load off your mind this harvest. No more wasted time in long lines of trucks when you could be in the combine taking more corn or beans out of your field. Just call Shea at 631-7504 to recruit a time-saving transport team today.
It's time for the starting lineups on Classic Hits, brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank. Your lifestyle, your bank, and your solution is Five Points Bank, taking care of customers one at a time. Five Points Bank, the better bank. For Donovan Trumbull, the center, number 61, 175-pound sophomore, Seth Johnson. At left guard, number 52, 140-pound junior, is Heath Maurer. At right guard, number 54, 150-pound junior, Taylor Williams. Left tackle is number 62, 185-pound senior, Nick Lee. The right tackle, number 55, 240-pound junior, Jarrett Bundy, and he is a load. They like to go four wides. Number 6 is 145-pound senior, Brian Littleman. Number 12 is 160-pound junior, Skyler Sullivan. Number 15 is 130-pound junior, Jake Slough. At number 21, 145-pound sophomore, Cameron Sinner. They have four wide receivers, but none of them are very big at 160 pounds or less. The I-back, they're going to go with the freshman tonight. Number 3, 155-pounder, Jordan Slough. We'll also see number 36, senior, Ryan McNally. And the quarterback for Donovan Trumbull is number 8, a 165-pound junior, C.J. Cosgrove. The head coach of the Donovan Trumbull Cardinals is Brent Breckner, assisted by Clint Head, Jason LaValle, Derek Adams, and Justin File. That's a look at the starting lineup for Donovan Trumbull, and we will take a break. They're going to have the national anthem. We'll come back and take a look at the starting lineup for the Ravenna Blue Jays, and then we'll be ready for the opening night of high school football here on Classic Hits 98.9. You are listening to the New Tech Seed pregame show. We'll take a look at the starting lineups right after this timeout for the hometown Ravenna Blue Jays after you hear more here on the New Tech Seed pregame show.
Five Points Bank, your community bank. That means they invest in assets locally, make decisions locally, and also take the time to know you. Five Points Bank, the better bank, truly cares about what's in it for you.
This is Bob Sherwood from B&B Carpet and Donovan. With my 35-plus years installing flooring and ongoing training from Mohawk University, our staff and installers know what it takes to get the job done right. Remember us at B&B Carpet and Donovan, where our service is the difference.
Ravenna Superfoods is a place for big town savings with a large touch of hometown service. A proud supporter of the Ravenna Blue Jays on their road to success. Shop Ravenna Superfoods, located downtown Ravenna. Best of luck, teams.
You're headed in the right direction for service, savings, and selection. Can't seem to find that car, truck, or SUV you've been looking for? See the professionals at Killian Motors, where people come back time after time since 1979. 8th and Central, Kearney.
A proud supporter of the Donovan Trumbull Cardinals, the Donovan Insurance Agency invites you to call for free, no-hassle quotes for any insurance need you have. Donovan Insurance Agency, located at 104 West Plum in downtown Donovan.
And more of the starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank. Now for the Ravenna Blue Jays, the center is number 60, 190-pound sophomore Josh Boardman. The left guard, number 50, 210-pound senior Cody Lewis. The right guard, number 75, 210-pound junior Michael Steele. The left tackle is number 57, 220-pound junior Brandon Rogers. And the right tackle, number 61, 190-pound senior Justin Kapersky. The tight end is Jake Bruja. He'll wear 70 or 32, depending on what he's playing here tonight, a 200-pound junior. Wideout, number 44, 180-pound senior Kelly McFadden. You'll also see Connor Baronic at the wideout. The fullback is number 23, 195-pound junior Ethan Shamback. The I-back, number 20, 210-pound senior Ryan Miller. And the quarterback, number 3, 160-pound junior Trevor Saborin. Head coach of the Blue Jays, Mark Hudson, assisted by Noah Malsby, Logan Schrader, Matt Gangwish, Paul Koffel, and Chris Bilsland on this opening night of the season. The starting lineups is always brought to you by Five Points Bank, your community bank. And you've been listening to the New Tech Seed pregame show. Best of luck in tonight's game from Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed, your yield leaders. Proud to support our area athletes in and out of the game. Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed. It is here, folks. It is 7 o'clock on KKPR-FM. Kearney, Donovan, and Ravenna. Donovan Trumbull gets the ball to start the season. Ravenna ready to boot the ball away off the left foot of Ethan Shamback. We're waiting for the official to say that it is time to go. And now the ball falls off the tee, and hopefully that's not an indicator of how the 2010 season will go. It's a little windy, but here at Ravenna on the east-west field, it's set in the park, and so many trees surround the field that any wind that we have tonight should not be a big story. The ball is pooched, and it'll be taken at the 18-yard line by Donovan Trumbull. Up the middle, 20, 25, a pile of folks across the 30-yard line and down to the 32. And that's where things will start tonight. High school football action here on KKPR. Ian Doug Duda with you. Proud to have you along with us. Hope you enjoy the ball game tonight. We're on the web, kkpr.com, in case there's some folks outside the area that you'd like to have watch or listen to the ball game as well. So Donovan Trumbull comes out. They like to spread the field a little bit. Four wides, use a little bit of a shotgun. Cosgrove calling signals. Let's see what this line does. It's a big line for Ravenna, but inexperienced. And they'll hand it off to the freshman, Slough, who is eaten up. That is going to be so many interesting matchups. You've got inexperience in the backfield there for Slough. You've got bigger linemen that are younger linemen for Ravenna. You've got experience on Donovan Trumbull's sideline. And it looks like they want to go with a little bit of a no huddle. Slough will lose a yard on the first carry of the ball game, and that'll bring up second down and 11. We're just underway. Two wide to the left, two wide to the right. Ball on the far hash, a little swing pass out into the flat. It's going to be complete at the 29-yard line and nowhere to go as the tackle brought him down right there. And the tackle made for the Blue Jays that time by number 44, Kelly McFadden. And it's going to be a completion for negative yardage by the time this is all said and done. We'll call it third down and 12. So Cosgrove completing it out there in the flat for negative yards. Now the quarterback, C.J. Cosgrove, is trying to talk to the left side. They're changing the play. Of course, out of the going, the no huddle, he's trying to refer that play to his three wides to the left. That is the wide side of the field. Option that way. Pitch to Slough. Good pursuit. He's tripped up in the backfield and then yanked to the ground, and there's a penalty flag, and we might have two penalty flags. I think we're going to have a hold on Donovan Trumbull, and we may have a face mask on the far side on Ravenna the way that Slough was yanked down to the ground. Two separate penalty flags, it would appear. Let's find out. Unless one of the boys was just helping out his friend. Let's find out. So our first penalty of this football game. The result of the play was right back at the original line of scrimmage. We do have holding on Donovan Trumbull. And we've got face mask. A horse collar, excuse me, is going to be called on Ravenna. And they indicated that that was declined. Let's see, offsetting penalties. Yeah, that's what they're going to do, so we'll run the... That's exactly what it should be. Have offsetting penalties, and we'll do it again. Third down and 12 here with the first 90 seconds of this ball game in the book. So Donovan Trumbull with third and 12, same set, ball on the near hash towards the Ravenna sideline, the right side of the field, as we'll call it, trips to the left. And again, out of that shotgun formation, the quarterback, Cosgrove, swings it out here in the flat and overthrows his intended receiver that time, trying to get it out to Jake Slough. And it's three and done for Donovan Trumbull, and they're going to have to punt the football away. As you heard with Coach Breckner, they have been known to line up and chuck the ball around the field. And with that freshman running back in there, they may do a little bit more of that here tonight than we had anticipated. You've got such a good offensive line that you might just line up and run it, but they did not try to run it between the tackles at all on the first series. Number 55, Garrett Bundy, is back there to do the punting. Not a very deep drop here for Ravenna. Bundy was getting some good punts in the pregame warm-up. The rush is not much, and it is a pretty good spiraled kick taken back at the 30-yard line. Then Saborn falls down, picks it up. He's down there. Yeah, the late whistle will blow the play dead at the 30-yard line. That's going to go as a 41-yard punt and no return, and Ravenna will take over first down and 10 at their own 30-yard line. So Ravenna has to be pleased. Their defense won out and won the battle here on the first series, three and out. Now let's see what their offense can do. They like to run the football, and obviously Donovan Trumbull knows that, so let's find out. I don't even think Coach Hudson comes out and throws a little something at him on the first play of the game. I think you're just going to see basic running the football and see what they will find out on that line, find out how they match up, whether they'll have to make adjustments to go inside or outside as this game goes. Four down linemen here for Donovan Trumbull. Out of the spread formation. Looks like a wing T here for Shamback. He's going to be in motion. Saborn will hand it off to Miller. Right up the middle hole. 30, 35, 40. Into the secondary. He's got two men to beat. They've got the angle on him at the 30, and they'll bring Miller down at the 22-yard line, but a huge run on the first play of the season for Ravenna. 48 yards and a first down. And that was the question that everybody was waiting to have answered. Could Ravenna come out and do what they're used to doing? And could Donovan Trumbull get some momentum early on? Well, right now, Ravenna, just 2 minutes into the ball game, big, big play, and the ball will be marked between the 22 and the 23-yard line, our first down of the game. 10 minutes to go here in this contest. Now Connor Baranek comes in as a quarterback. He's more the throwing quarterback, so Bourne more the guy that's going to run it. They'll send Sham back in motion. Low snap, wants to run option, and Baranek's going to have to eat it. That low snap killed him, and Donovan Trumbull was all over him back at the 28-yard line. That's going to be a loss of 6 yards on the play for Connor Baranek. But again, I think that they wanted to hand that football off, and he'll come out. We're going to see the platoon system here. Saborn and Baranek, and if nothing else, that will have to keep Donovan Trumbull on their toes. They know one likes to run and one likes to throw. So second down now, and calling about 15, 16 yards to go back between the 28 and the 29 of the Cardinals. Again, slot right, slot left, and Miller behind the short shotgun snap here to Trevor Saborn. Takes a long count. Now sends Shambach in motion. He's been in motion every play. Quarterback Saborn's going to keep it over the left side, and he's gone. Touchdown, Ravenna. A little counter over the left side, and he's into the end zone for a 29-yard touchdown. And nice run. What's different? Ravenna gives it to the quarterback. He scores. That's what it's been like for years and years here. This time it's Trevor Saborn, and the Blue Jays are on the board with 9:15 to go here in the first quarter of play. Nice play, Trevor Saborn. 29-yard touchdown on his first run as a starting quarterback. Now, Connor Baranek will come in and hold it, and you've got the left-footed kicker here in Shambach to attempt the extra point. Let's see if he can knock this through. There's the snap. It's good. It's down. The kick is away. It's perfect, and it is 7-0 Ravenna with 9:15 to go in the first quarter of play on opening night. The Blue Jays 7 and Donovan Trumbull nothing. We'll be back with the kickoff right after this timeout on KKPR.
Age 50 or older? Hey, is there any benefit of being mature? You bet there is. At Barney Insurance, we have programs especially designed just for you. Did you know that you are a low risk? Mm-hmm. Call us at Barney Insurance, 237-2222.
Zorb Farms appreciates how hard these young athletes work to make the team. The lessons of teamwork and good sportsmanship are traits they'll carry the rest of their lives. And finally, a word of thanks to the teachers and the coaches.
We're proud to be recognized as a leading ag bank, proud to be a leading commercial lender, proud that our staff has all the qualities of good hometown folks. We're Town and Country Bank, Ravenna, Litchfield, Pleasanton, and Kearney.
Well, two big runs on a series that was three plays, 48-yard run, 6-yard loss, and then a 29-yard touchdown run by Trevor Saborn. And then Shambach hits the kick, the PAT. And Ethan makes it 7-0. So a good start here for the Ravenna Blue Jays here on their home field. And I'll tell you what, that has got to do a lot for the confidence on both sides. Donovan Trumbull had to think that they had a chance to win this ball game. Some people thought they were favored. Ravenna, maybe some doubts. Well, right now they have the lead. It is 7-0. And Shambach ready to boot it away again. Last one was just inside the 20-yard line. Three steps and pooches it. That one's a little bit better. It'll be taken at the 13-yard line. And up the field, Slough. He's tried to go to the middle, now reverses field. 20, 25, right side, doing a good job of making men miss up to the 28-yard line before he's brought down by Cody Lewis. And it's first down and 10 here for Donovan Trumbull. Now, they didn't show much the first series out there. They tried to throw the ball a couple of times. They handed it off to their freshman, I-back Jordan Slough, and he was stuffed immediately. So, again, we'll see if they want to test the waters. They did not go up the middle, and again, Ravenna has big boys, even though they're inexperienced, 210, 220, 190, 190, 200. So not too bad for kids that haven't started before. Out of the shotgun to Cosgrove, a little high, and he fakes it one way, now tries to avoid it, steps through two men, and he is going to make just a little bit of yardage after breaking four tackles. He's across the 30 to the 32-yard line. He's going to gain about three, and he was dead to rights in the backfield there. It looked like Ryan Miller coming in on a blitz just about had him. But it's going to be a gain of three, and it's second down and 7. So positive yardage, the first positive yardage play here of the ball game. Comes on a broken play there for quarterback Jordan Slough, or excuse me, quarterback C.J. Cosgrove. Two left, two right. Cosgrove again, hands it to Slough, breaks a tackle, steps out of another one across the 35 and out to the 37-yard line. More positive yards on the play. Gain of about 4.5, and that'll bring up third down. I'll tell you what, though, right now Ravenna's blasting right through that line. It's just that the last couple of times, shifty running there by Slough and Cosgrove made a miss. It's going to be third down and about 2.5 yards to go. We'll give him 5 yards on the play. Second series of the ball game for Donovan Trumbull. They trail 7-0 with 8 minutes to go here in the first quarter. Again, out of that shotgun, not a deep shotgun, about a four snap, and now the ball is tipped and almost fumbled, but it doesn't matter. Ravenna is going to kill Slough in the backfield. Slough got there before Cosgriff was able to handle the football, and a loss on the play, and it's going to be another three and out here for Donovan Trumbull. They'll have to punt the football after a loss of four. It'll bring up fourth down and four, maybe loss of three, we'll say. And that goes on Slough, but not really his fault. Just some miscommunication. The freshman got out of there a little too quick. So now back to punt it away as Garrett Bundy had a nice 41-yard punt with no return last time. Here's the snap, kicking it up into that bright sun. Another beauty. This will drive them back inside the 25. They can't field it. 20, 15. They still haven't touched it. 10. They think they touched it inside to about the 5-yard line. What an outstanding punt from Bundy. Let's see where they finally mark this one down at. Official line of scrimmage was their own 28, and this is going to be inside the 10 at about the 7 or 8-yard line. They're going to call it the 8. 22 and 42 is a 64-yard punt for Mr. Bundy. That's outstanding. And now let's see if their defense can step up. Two big running plays got Ravenna on the board. They're up 7-0 with 7:04 to go here in the first quarter. Trevor Saborn scoring on that 29-yard touchdown run. Again, in the short shotgun with Ryan Miller right behind him. They keep moving Shambaugh in motion on the veer. Here's the snap. They'll hand it to Miller off right guard, and he's going to crash across the 10 out to the 11-yard line. Bundy's in there on the tackle, but coming off the bottom of the pile this time for Donovan Trumbull is going to be, I think that's Cosgriff. Yeah, Cosgriff was in there on the tackle as well. Going to be a gain of a couple. We'll call it second down and 8. Miller, that just cut his per carry average from 48 to 25. 48 yards the first carry, 2 yards on his second carry. Try and get out of the shadow of their own end zone, get a first down, and then maybe have something go their way on a big play. Let's find out. It's the same formation every play. They just move them a little different. Again, Miller trying to stretch it right side. There's nowhere to go. He'll have to duck and try and get back to the line of scrimmage, and he barely did so. Good containment that time by the Cardinal defensive line and got the corners up there to shut him down, wouldn't let him turn the corner. Looks like there's no gain on the play. If so, maybe a yard. It's going to be second. Turn it to third. Third, about 7 yards to go. So 1 yard on the play for Ryan Miller. Third and 7 at their own 11-yard line. 7-0 Ravenna with the early lead here. 5:50 to go in the first quarter of play. And again, we have to say it time and time again, this doesn't mean that they're going to throw. Third down and 7, and they'll fake it to Miller. Saborn wants to keep it over the left side. Got some room, got the first down, 20, 25, and he's going to be out across the 30 to the 35-yard line and knocked down there. The 36-yard line, and there you go, 25 more and a first down. Great run again by Trevor Saborn. 2 carries, 54 yards, and another first down. Mark it at the 36-yard line. Some teams just have a hard time grasping that when it's third and long, Ravenna won't pull back and throw it, and they have had success time and time and time again. They do such a great job running that football that you don't have to do it, and they've done it numerous times. Basic play, and they're coming off the left corner. Now it's first down and 10 at the 36. This time Lucas Wilkie is in motion. Miller right up the middle, and he is going to be stood up, keep the legs grinding, get across the 40, out to the 41, 5 yards the ugly way. He just leaned on the backs of his blockers, his left guard and right guard, and followed him up the middle. And it's going to be second down and 5 yards to go. 56 yards so far here in the first quarter for Ryan Miller. And if they hadn't told you that they had 19 new starters, you wouldn't be able to tell it so far from the Ravenna Blue Jays. They've scored. They're moving again. They've forced Donovan Trumbull to 2 3-and-outs. And it's second down and 5 at their own 41-yard line. Again, just about a 2 steps behind the center is the quarterback Saborn, and we've got motion coming. We had offsetting penalties earlier, so this will be our first official penalty of the football game, and it's going to back Ravenna up. That is the one thing that Coach Hudson and all the coaches that like to run the ball 90% of the time will tell you, we have to avoid penalties. Then that means you do have to crack a big run on every series of downs. So a false start our first penalty of the ball game. And usually, as they always say, that opening night, try to avoid a ton of penalties and a ton of turnovers, because that's usually when you have the most problems, and it's going to bring up second down and 10. Just across the 35, 36-yard line. A little shifting defensively here to match up. And this time they're actually going to have a wide set here. They're going to have just a shotgun A set, two to the right, one to the left. Option right side, Saborn with Miller. Late pitch, but Miller's got it. Gets to the corner, and then he is run down short of the 40-yard line. So running that option play out of the wide set, and he's going to pick up about 3 yards out to the 39-yard line. That'll bring up third down and a short 7 yards to go. Dangerous pitch there that time for quarterback Trevor Saborn. Remember, he is just a junior starting his first football game at the varsity level at the quarterback position. On that first series, they brought Connor Baronic in for a play, and they were going to platoon him, but it only took him 3 plays to score. Saborn has stayed in on this drive. Third down, 7 yards to go. Now they'll go back to that double wing look in tight with Ryan Miller, the back right behind quarterback Saborn, and they will fake the dive, and it will be Saborn trying that same play that's busted it 2 times for big yards, and he's going to make it out to the 45. He'll be just short as he is tracked down there by Heath Maurer, and it's going to bring up 4th and 1. What does Coach Hudson want to do? A 5-yard gain for Saborn. That play has worked every time, but do you want to take a chance in your own territory? Running in is Kyle Moore with the play here for Ravenna. They're changing it up. It looks like they're going to go for it, or they'll line up and try and draw them off sides. Nope, Wilkie's going to stand back there and punt. Wilkie is back there at his own 32-yard line with 3 minutes to go here in the first quarter, 7-0 Ravenna on KKPR. And with very little wind, they would be punting into that little wind. Wilkie takes a snap and kicks the toe of the ball. It's high, but not very deep. Let's see what the bounce takes, and it's going to be a Donovan Trumbull bounce and die at the 35-yard line. So it's a 21-yard punt, and it will be Donovan Trumbull taking over for the second time in this football game. So first down and 10 here for the Cardinals, trailing 7-0. The ball at their own 35-yard line. That'll be their best starting field position. And they want to move, move, move. They want to go. They want to keep things going. They're lined up. They're ready to go. They run 4 wide. And they've run a little bit of no huddle, call the plays at the line with that returning quarterback in C.J. Cosgrove. They stay with Jordan Slough in the backfield, the freshman running back. And here's going to be a fake to him, and Cosgrove's going to try and keep it around the right side. Got back to the line of scrimmage and lunges forward for a couple out to the 37-yard line, and Kelly McFadden is in on the tackle. So a short gain on the play, moves it maybe 1.5 yards. We'll give him 2 and call it 2nd down and 8 for the quarterback, C.J. Cosgrove. 7-0, Ravenna, opening night of the high school football season. Kearney and Columbus right now on ESPN 1460 from Foster Field, if you're interested in that game as well. Out of the shotgun again, fake it right, want to throw deep, but that is just a jump ball, well underthrown. It's caught, but out of bounds that time by Skylar Sullivan. Cosgrove just really threw up a hot air balloon right there, and it was out of bounds from the moment he chucked it. As Sullivan caught it about 3 yards out of bounds into the Ravenna sideline. And so right now through the air, Donovan Trumbull is 1 for 3 for -1 yard. Clock stops with 1:58 to go in the first quarter. Ravenna up 7-0. It's going to be 3rd and about 8.5 yards to go here. Looking for their first down of the ball game. Donovan Trumbull. Can they get it here? Cosgrove back to throw it. He throws it out to the flat. It's complete, but immediately making the tackle at the 40-yard line. Nothing doing. Lucas Wilkie makes the tackle after just a short 3-4 yard completion to Jake Slough. 3 offensive possessions, 3 3-and-outs here for Donovan Trumbull. And it's going to be 4th down and 5. We'll give him 4 yards on the completion. And right now, that is the biggest offensive play of the game for Donovan Trumbull. And Bundy's in there to boot it. He's hammered 2 of them. This one he kind of pooches because Ravenna was so far back, taken by Saborn at the 27-yard line, a reverse to Wilkie, and he is wide open, 40, 50. Bundy, the punter's the only man there, 35, 30, and he will push him out of bounds inside the 25-yard line. And that's the all-state and all-district type of player that Bundy is. Ran him down at the 24. So the punt went back to about the 26-yard line, and that's a 50-yard return. It was about a 40-yard punt, but it was a little bit less than what we've seen, and a great return that time, and Ravenna's in business again. A minute 11 to go here in the first quarter, 7-0 Blue Jays, and they are inside Donovan Trumbull territory at the 24-yard line, first down and 10. And some equipment problem here for quarterback Trevor Saborn. Ryan Miller trying to slap that chin strap together, and the officials need to call a timeout here for equipment. Clock, of course, wasn't moving, but the play clock was. And you never like to have equipment problems. That means you got to get a new helmet or bring Baronic in to run the quarterback position. And well played that time by the Blue Jays. A little trickeration there. And they were able to go with a reverse. And really, when you see that reverse on punts or kicks, you usually see one guy come all the way across. They were basically standing next to each other, kind of get up for that short punt, still work. So now we're ready to go. Miller, the only man in the backfield, as Shambaugh moves in motion from left to right. And they will fake it to him on the end around. And up the middle of the field, Saborn is going to pound away across the 20 and down to the 19-yard line. So he'll get half of what he needs, 5 yards there for Saborn. 64 yards on 5 carries and the touchdown of 29 yards to start the scoring off here as we're under a minute, approaching 45 seconds to go. Maybe the last play of the first quarter coming up in a first quarter that has been controlled by the hometown Blue Jays. Wilkie lines up slot right, Shambaugh slot left. Shambach is there and Miller behind the quarterback out of the shotgun, Saborn by about a step. Shambach in motion left to right. They will fake the dive. Saborn tries right side. This time fighting off the block, he is able to get to the corner, but good job that time. Donovan Trumbull probably should have dropped him for more of a loss than they got. Nick Lee was able to break containment and get out there and slow him down, but a great job by Saborn. He's able to battle and get back to the line of scrimmage, maybe even lunge forward for a yard. It'll be third down and 4. And that will be the end of the first quarter of play. And our first quarter of the 2010 season is in the books from Ravenna. It's the Blue Jays 7 and Donovan Trumbull nothing. We'll head to the second quarter in 1 minute on KKPR.
This is Bob Sherwood from B&B Carpet and Donovan. With my 35-plus years installing flooring and ongoing training from Mohawk University, our staff and installers know what it takes to get the job done right. Remember us at B&B Carpet and Donovan, where our service is the difference.
Holcomb Scrapers have long been the leader in scraper strength and reliability. Kirshner Implement in Ravenna is your Holcomb Scraper dealer. They stock 8 and 12-yard forced ejection scrapers with other models also available. Kirshner Implement in Ravenna is a proud sponsor of tonight's game.
At ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center, our university-trained audiologists provide personalized, quality care. Trust your hearing health care and hearing aid products to the experts. Caring for our community one patient at a time, we're ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center.
Valentino's, home of the Grand Italian Buffet. Come in before and after the game, or call for one of their great pizzas. You can carry out or Valentino's will deliver in the Kearney area. Get yours tonight. Valentino's, North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Doug Duda along with our producer engineer Stacy Johns. Thanks for joining us on this opening night of the high school football season from Ravenna. Field in great shape. They've done more renovations to the park around the field, a beautiful facility. And so far in the first quarter, it's been Ravenna's football game. They lead it 7-0 on a 29-yard Trevor Saborn touchdown run on the opening series. Donovan Trumbull has yet to manage a first down, 3 and out on 3 straight series. And Ravenna's on the move again after a great punt return of 50 yards. It's now 3rd and 4 at the Donovan Trumbull 18-yard line to start the second quarter. Ryan Miller, 5 carries, 59 yards. Trevor Saborn has 5 carries for 65 yards. And so you've got 124 yards of offense. They did lose 6 on 1 carry, so 118 yards of offense here in the first quarter. And for Donovan Trumbull, they have 10 yards total in that first quarter. So here we go. Ready to start the second quarter of play. And Miller, again, not much difference. They've shown 2 offensive sets so far in the ball game. Again, we're in that double wing. Wing T, if you will. Wilkie in motion. Fake the handoff. Saborn wants to keep it. Spins up off the center. Inside the 15, the 10, down to the 5, and it's first and goal, Blue Jays. Just so quick. Trevor Saborn Look like Josh Crowell back there. No problems. Just fake it. Make a man in motion. Have those linebackers and safeties looking at two or three guys when they should be watching one. And then they lose the quarterback. And it's going to be first and goal. They'll mark it at the 4-yard line. So a gain of 14 that time for Saborn. Donovan Trumbull needs to get something going their way. They don't want to fall behind two scores this early, but they're in trouble. First down and goal at the 4-yard line. And again, Saborn calling signals, taking a lot of time. Looks like they might want to take a timeout. There was some confusion out there. Looked like maybe one of the wideouts lined up on the wrong side of the formation as they tried to spread it out. So our first timeout of the football game will be taken by Ravenna. 11:30 to go in the first quarter. It is first and goal at the 4 for the Blue Jays, leading Donovan Trumbull 7-0, and we'll be right back.
Put your car or truck back to factory specs. Free estimates from certified techs. Eustis Body Shop, that's who we are.
For more than a decade, ENT Physicians of Kearney have provided the highest quality care to patients with problems and diseases related to the ear, nose, and throat. Doctors Conley and Owen, caring for our community one patient at a time, where ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center.
Bank of Donovan wishes the Donovan Trumbull Cardinals the best of luck. Visit the Bank of Donovan for all of your banking, investment, and insurance needs. Bank of Donovan has full-service locations in Donovan, Grand Island, and Hastings. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
And out of the timeout, Ravenna comes back over the football here. First down and goal at the 4-yard line, already leading it 7-0. This time, Miller is going to set up just the left side of the quarterback, Saborn. Saborn is going to fake, go up the left side, dive for the pylon, and he is...
touchdown.
No, waiting for a signal. There's the signal. Touchdown. We were looking for a signal, couldn't find one. Our line judge way on the other side was kind of blocked out by the sun that was beating down over there, so we'll give him the touchdown. I was going to say shadow. The crowd on the field, he's so short you couldn't see him over there. But nonetheless, it's a 4-yard touchdown run for Trevor Saborn, his second of the night. They won't be putting that touchdown call in the archives. So here we go with the sham back to try the extra point. The left footer didn't get it quite as good, but it's still in there. And with 11:20 to go here in the first half of play, it's the Ravenna Blue Jays 14 and the Donovan Trumbull Cardinals nothing. Let's see if the Cardinals can get something going on offense when we come back.
Get to the summer blowout sale going on now at your area CPI Mr. Tire. Get a 10% discount on Cooper CS4 tires, along with several models of the popular light truck and SUV Cooper Discoverer tires at your area CPI Mr. Tire store, serving all of South Central Nebraska.
Misco Sports Incorporated of Kearney wants you to see them before the games begin. Misco's carries brand name clothing, shoes, and athletic apparel from names like Columbia, Nike, and more. Get your game on at Misco's now in the downtown Kearney Center. Misco's, you'll be better equipped for the games you play.
A proud supporter of the Donovan Trumbull Cardinals, the Donovan Insurance Agency invites you to call for free, no-hassle quotes for any insurance needs you have. Donovan Insurance Agency, located at 104 West Plum in downtown Donovan.
Doug Duda back with you here on Classic Hits 98.9 KKPR-FM. Kearney, Trumbull, and Ravenna as are ready to kick it off again. This time Ravenna moving from left to right as we switched ends to start the second quarter. Sham back to boot it away for the third time. It's taken at the 14-yard line right up the middle, 20, 25, 30. And up across the 35 is Slough, and he'll be brought down at the 37-yard line. Jordan Slough just took it and ran straight up the middle. There wasn't any juking until the very end. So a good return. And again, good field position here for Donovan Trumbull, but they're still looking for their first down. And what has to be a pretty big surprise here with Donovan Trumbull presumably having the more experienced line, and they have not really utilized that at all. Everything they've done has been outside the tackles, and they have ran 9 plays and have a total of 10 yards in this football game. Trying to get things lined up. Now this call from the sideline as they go no huddle. And on first down, they look to the sideline for the call. Trips to the right side. And this time they'll hand it to Slough. Runs hard, and he's hit hard, but he bounces forward across the 40 out to the 43-yard line. That's the best run of the ball game. In there on the tackle, Brandon Rogers hit him pretty good, and he falls forward. And it's going to be a gain of about 5 yards on the play, maybe 6. We'll call it second down. And 5 yard gain for Jordan Slough. And let's see if they do that again. He ran hard, and maybe that was a little talking to in between quarters over there on the sideline. Get after it. Fake it to Slough Cosgrove. Left side across the 45, and there's the first down of the ball game from Donovan Trumbull. Out to the 48-yard line. It's going to be close to the sticks, but he should have it. Yeah, there they mark it down, and that's going to be a 5-yard gain for Cosgrove. So CJ now with 3 carries, 10 yards. Slough, 4 carries, 6 yards. And the first down of the football game for the Donovan Trumbull Cardinals. I had Ravenna with 4 in the first quarter. So a fresh set of downs here at their own 48-yard line. Trying to make it into Ravenna territory. Swing pass out into the flat is complete. Breaks Wilkie's tackle across the 45 down to the 44-yard line. A gain of 8. On a short little swing pass out here into the flat, they'll get that to Cameron Center. One of 4 wideouts that they use. They'll say his knee actually hit at the 45, so a 7-yard gain. And again, that's the longest pass play of the ball game. So the 3 plays they've run here in the second quarter are their 3 biggest plays so far of the ball game, and it's second down and 3 at the Blue Jay 45-yard line. Ball here on the near hash. Slough shifts from the right to the left side of his quarterback in the shotgun, 3 yards. They'll move a man in motion from the left to right. That's going to be Jake Slough. Fake the handoff, back to pass, want to throw deep into triple coverage, but it is tipped and incomplete. Oh, good play that time. Ryan Miller breaks it up, trying to go deep to Skylar Sullivan. And Sullivan actually had the speed to get behind those defensive backs, but the ball was just a tad bit underthrown there by C.J. Cosgrove. A well-thrown ball, but Sullivan just outran it a little bit, a little too fast, incomplete. So that'll bring up 3rd down and 3 yards to go at the Ravenna 45-yard line. 14-0 Blue Jays, and it is going to be Cosgrove to keep it himself off the right side, close to the first down. Between the 42 and 43, this is going to depend on the spot. And then will Donovan Trumbull go for it? Well, now they mark it back a pretty good half yard there, and it looks like they'll be short. So it's going to be 4th and a half yard after the 2-yard carry by Cosgrove. And Donovan Trumbull is going to line up, but this is not their bread and butter. When you're a shotgun team, a half yard is pretty tough to make sometimes. Ravenna's going to crowd the box, and the referee, talking to the quarterback, for some reason really kind of killed it and let Ravenna get set. He's going to come under center for the first time. Taking his time. Now he sets his offensive lineman down, takes the snap, hands it right side. Slough has the first down. He's into the secondary, across the 30, down to the 25, and to the 24-yard line. Huge run there for Slough, and a first down from the 43 down to the 23, 24-yard line. That's going to be a gain of 20. So back-to-back first downs here for Donovan Trumbull, and they're up on the ball again, ready to go. First and 10 at the 24. Trailing 14-0 with 8.5 to go here in the first half of play. Now they go with a double tight end set, and we have got timeout called here by Ravenna defensively. So they show them a little bit different look, and Coach Mark Hudson wants to get his defense, who was dominant in the first quarter, back on the right page. That'll be their second timeout. So for the first time in the ball game, Donovan's moving the ball. It is first down and 10 at the Blue Jay 24, 8:28 to go first half, Ravenna 14. Donovan Trumbull nothing, and we'll be back after this on Classic Hits and KKPR.com.
Holcomb Scrapers have long been the leader in scraper strength and reliability. Kirshner Implement in Ravenna is your Holcomb Scraper dealer. They stock 8 and 12-yard forced ejection scrapers with other models also available. Kirshner Implement in Ravenna is a proud sponsor of tonight's game.
Flashback Neighborhood Grill in Ravenna is proud to support the Blue Jays. Come into Flashback for a taste of history. With the original tin ceiling, bared brick walls, and decorated with history for Ravenna like newspaper clippings from years past. Flashback's where the grill is open late for home games, so stop in tonight.
Ravenna Superfoods is a place for big town savings with a large touch of hometown service. A proud supporter of the Ravenna Blue Jays on their road to success. Shop Ravenna Superfoods, located downtown Ravenna. Best of luck, teams.
Out of the timeout, Donovan Trumbull's ready to go, and a swing pass out into the flat is dropped by Cameron Center. It just deflected off his hands. He reached for it once, he reached for it twice, and never could grab that one. Just a little swing pass out into the right flat, and it's going to be incomplete. And that'll bring up second down and 10 yards to go. The passing game has not been much. 3 completions for just 10 total yards. 3 out of 7 of the ball game for the quarterback, C.J. Cosgrove. So that'll bring up 2nd and 10 at the Ravenna 24-yard line, trailing 14 to nothing. Trips to the right side, roll to the right side, hand it off to Slough, and he steps off one tackle, cuts up the field, across the 20, down to the 15, and is going to be very, very close to the first down, brought down right there at the 14-and-a-half-yard line, and that's where the stick is. Good bit of running that time by Jordan Slough. And our referee might have to bring the chains in for the first time tonight as they eyeball this one, and that's what they're going to do. So they're going to bring the chains in here off a nice run off the right side by Jordan Slough. He was going to go outside, and there was a couple of Blue Jays that blew up their blockers, and so he made a quick cut up the hash mark. Looks like he's going to be just short now that they get out of the way and show us where the football is, and I'm wrong. So there you go. 0-for-1 on the season, and a first down. So Donovan Trumbull, 3 first downs on this drive, and Slough has picked up 35 yards on 3 carries. First down and 10 to go at the 14-yard line with 8:15 to go here in the first half of play. Now they're going to have the ball in the right hash. Single man out to the right side is Sullivan. Trips to the left side. And a high snap sails over the quarterback's head, and Cosgrove has to just fall on it all the way back at the 28-yard line. Oh, that is a backbreaker for the Cardinals. Coach Brent Breckner, they're moving it. And then a high snap over the shotgun outreaching arms of C.J. Cosgrove, but not by just a little bit. It was way over him. And so that is going to move him back to the 28-yard line. Loss of 13 on the play. So that'll bring up second down and 23 yards to go. Trailing 14 to nothing. 7.5 to go here in the second quarter. The ball at the Ravenna 28. Back to pass, trying to set up a screen. It's over the middle and complete, and there is room. 25, left side 20, looking for a block 15, and Shambach will finally bring him down at the 13-yard line. Nice job by Cameron Sinner to haul that in and find some room around the left side. And he gets back a whole chunk of yardage and gives them a chance here. It's going to be third down and about 8, a gain of 15. So the longest pass play of the ball game, but again, Ravenna just has to keep it here. They do have a foreign exchange student that could make this field goal, but right now down 14, they want to get in the end zone, get some momentum here. Third and 8, the ball spotted at the 13-yard line. Cosgrove, long count here, takes the snap. It's a short snap. He's bobbling it, has to go with a quarterback draw. He had no chance, and he'll be brought down at about the 13-yard line, kind of dove forward back to the line of scrimmage, and now what will Donovan Trumbull do? So a couple of bad snaps here, and uh-oh, Cosgrove gets up limping. It looks like he got a knee or an ankle rolled on. And Donovan Trumbull may need to burn a timeout here. They've got all 3, and that's exactly what they're going to do. It's decision time. If you're confident that you can make the field goal, you probably got to trot him out there because it's not 4th and 2. It is 8 yards to go, and so we'll see what they do. Donovan Trumbull calls their first timeout here of this football game, and C.J. Cosgrove shaken up a little bit. It is 4th and 8 at the Ravenna 13 with 6:15 to go in the first half. Ravenna 14, Donovan Trumbull nothing, and we'll be right back.
We believe you deserve the best. That's why we're here at Egg West. You gotta go eggwest.com. Go Egg West.
Ever wonder why Ravenna has such great athletes? It's all those great cooked meals at the Dewdrop. The Dewdrop is serving up home-cooked meals 24 hours a day and a large side of small-town hospitality. Proud to support the area high school teams, the Dewdrop in Ravenna.
A proud supporter of the Donovan Trumbull Cardinals, the Donovan Insurance Agency invites you to call for free, no-hassle quotes for any insurance need you have. Donovan Insurance Agency, located at 104 West Plum in downtown Donovan.
Well, it looks like they're going to go for it here. Al Lopez, the foreign exchange student, not going to come into the ball game. Cosgrove will trot back out there. Jordan Slough will flank him to his left side. 4th and 8 at the Ravenna 13-yard line. 2 wide right, 2 to the left side. Let's see what Cosgrove does on 4th and 8. Big play here for Donovan Trumbull. Again, a low snap, and he has no chance. A horrible snap, and he had to bend down, didn't pick it up cleanly the first time. And Ravenna came splits it in there and finishes it off. Justin Kapersky and Brandon Rogers sandwich slough, and that play had no chance, and it'll be first down and 10 for Ravenna. So foregoing a 30-yard field goal attempt and giving the ball over to Ravenna, not saying that you're going to make the field goal down 14 to nothing. You want to get on that scoreboard before halftime, and it just didn't work out that time. Back to the 19-yard line, so a loss of a 6 on the play. And it'll be Ravenna football. 6:11, plenty of time to go here. They're up 14 to nothing in the second quarter. At their own 19-yard line, the Blue Jays will send Shambach in motion again. Fake it to him. They want to throw the football. Saborn rolls to his right, has nowhere to throw it. He'll tuck it up, come across the 20-yard line. They sent Lucas Wilkie down the football field. That's who they were looking for. Veronic was open on the wide side, but he would have really had to throw it against his body there. And a good job by Donovan Trumbull. Again, on containment there, Heath Maurer, one of the guys to help push him out of bounds. A gain of 4. It's going to be second down and 6. So Saborn, they have not thrown the ball yet, but they did call a pass play there, or at least one that looked like it was. It looked like they had one man that they were looking for. Wilkie was covered down the field, and Saborn didn't mess around. He tucked it up and ran. So we'll call it second down and 6 at the 23-yard line. Back into that wing T formation. This time Wilkie in motion. They'll fake it and give it to Miller up the middle. He's across the 30, powers forward out to the 34-yard line. It takes 5 Donovan Trumbull Cardinals to bring him down. Can't even tell you who they all are, but Bundy and Maurer are in there again, and that will move the chains. A 10-yard run that time. First down. First down of the second quarter, and Ryan Miller now has unofficially 69 yards on 6 carries. Trevor Saborn has both touchdowns so far on a 29 and a 4-yard run. 5:45 and counting here in the first half. Don't forget the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. We'll have some score updates from around the area. First half scores. Preview of what's coming up in the next week as well during our Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Two men spread out wide to the right. One is Shambach. He's in motion. They will give it to Miller. He'll come up the middle of the football field and across the 40 out to the 42. And a nice gain again of 7, maybe 8 yards. And Ryan Miller is following his line, who has to be getting more confident with every single play. This is the one thing that Coach Breckner and his squad didn't want to see. They know that Ravenna is always a dominant line, but with all new starters, they had to think they had the advantage, and they might have early, but as this game progresses, Ravenna doesn't have to run it outside anymore with that beer. They're going up the middle, and they've kind of got the Cardinals guessing a little bit, I think, in the middle of the football field. They really don't cover the center. There's a big gap there. Second down and 2. And it looks like we're going to have our final timeout of the first half called here by the Ravenna Blue Jays. Mark Hudson saw something that he didn't like, and he'll call his final timeout. 4:44 to go in the first half of play. Ravenna 14, Donovan Trumbull nothing. It is second down and 2 with their own 42 when we come back.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in an hour.
Don't let trash take up all your time. Ravenna Sanitation takes trash seriously. From your home, the farm, and your business, they remove it. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
Nebraska Farm Bureau offers a number of great benefits. From its member group rates with Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska to the most visible economic benefit through Farm Bureau Financial Services. Stop by your Buffalo County Farm Bureau office today.
We're proud to be recognized as a leading ag bank, proud to be a leading commercial lender, proud that our staff has all the qualities of good hometown folks. We're Town and Country Bank, Ravenna, Litchfield, Pleasanton, and Kearney.
Kearney High has taken a 7-0 lead over Columbus. Skyler is out 29-0 on Hastings High. Shelton leading Nebraska Christian 14-0 at the end of 1. Here it's 14-0 Ravenna, 2nd and 2 with their own 42, leading Donovan Trumbull with 4:44 to go in the first half. And off the timeout, Saborn takes the snap, follows his blockers, and strings it out for a first down across the 45 and out to about the 48-yard line. Great job there by Trevor Saborn. There wasn't much there, but he followed the blocker that he had and was able to make one nice little juke, and he's going to pick up about 7 yards out to the 49-yard line. So Saborn close to the 100-yard mark on the ground here in the first half. 163 yards on the ground unofficially in the first half for Ravenna. and no passing yards. They have not thrown the ball yet. They tried, but tucked it up and ran. So they're doing what they normally do, and it is working here for the Blue Jays. At their own 49-yard line, the snap will go to Saborn, and finally Shamback gets a chance to run it around the left end, across midfield, a couple of yards. He'll dive forward to the 47, 48-yard line. Going to be a modest gain, but Ethan's first chance to carry the ball. They've been sending him in motion just about every play tonight, and they're going to give him a pretty good chunk of yards out to about the 47-yard line. Got second down and six, gain about 4.5 there for Ethan. And two things going for Ravenna. They got the lead. The clock is running, and they're on Donovan Trumbull's side of the field. But they are out of timeouts. 3:35 to go here in quarter number two. Again, back to that basic set. Wing T look. No wideouts. Saborn, long count this time. Here's Wilkie in motion from the short side to the wide side. They'll give it to Miller, crashing off the right side. Comes between right guard and right tackle and dives forward just short of the first down to about the 43-yard line. A gain of 5 that time for Miller. And that keeps the clock rolling along, and Donovan Trumbull will be in that, unless something crazy happens here, if they can force a turnover and get a big play, they'll be going into that locker room at halftime scratching their head because they have been pretty much dominated so far in this football game. They made a nice drive the last time they had it, but two errant center quarterback exchanges and snaps. They lost yardage on both, and it killed the drive, including on 4th and 8 at the 13 of Ravenna. Here is Saborn, takes it out of the belly of his running back, Miller, and dives over the left side for the first down. Short gain, but it gets to the 40. Give him 3 and move the chains. Saborn liked what he saw. He made the read, and it'll be first down and 10 at the Donovan Trumbull 40-yard line. 7 first downs here in the first half for the Blue Jays. As we get closer to the Ravenna Sanitation halftime report, don't forget tomorrow, UNK football. They open the season, the 13th-ranked Lopers hosting Wayne State. Should be a beautiful night, and boy, there's not a whole lot going on in the sporting world tomorrow. Check it out, 6 o'clock tomorrow night at Foster Field, trying to snap a two-game losing streak to Wayne. Connor Barang wide to the right, two wide right, including Shamback. Now he'll move in motion, one wide left. And they will fake it and roll it to the right Saborn. He wants to throw, looking for Baronic, has time. Now he'll have to throw it short. It's complete to Miller at the 30, and he will be thrown down at the 26-yard line. Good containment. Cosgrove makes the tackle, but it is a first down, 14 yards. Miller caught it just about 8 yards downfield and turned it up for another 6 or so, and it'll be a first down on the first pass attempt of the ball game here for Ravenna. And as you heard from Coach Hudson, if you joined us in our New Tech Seed pregame show, you heard him say, you know, we're going to run the football, and he's always told us that, but we still have to be able to throw it because teams stack 10 in the box, and it has hurt them in the playoffs at times, so good time to help practice here. First and 10 at the 26, a minute 45 to go here in the first half, 14-0. Hand off Miller up the middle. This time Maurer is there to greet him, and he works hard and still crashes across the 20-yard line. It looked like it was going to be a 3-yard gain, and it's going to end up being about a 7-yard gain. Ryan Miller working hard and getting yards after contact. The old Yak, and it is second down and 3. 89 yards here in the first half for Ryan Miller, 95 for Saborn. And Ravenna, again, no timeouts, but no urgency either. They're inside the 20 at the 19-yard line. Plenty of time here if they keep moving at a good pace. And it looks like Connor Baronic's going to come in and take this snap. On second down and 3 at the 19. Shamback in motion. Baronic rolls to his left, wants to throw across the middle, got a man open. It is complete at the 14-yard line and enough for a first down as a helmet comes flying off. And that will stop the clock. Looked like he just threw it to Ryan Miller on a little set down there. So from the 19 to the 14, about a 5-yard gain, but it's enough for the first down. Clock stopped with 56 seconds, and Ravenna huddles. Baronic's going to stay in there. And again, the clock will run as soon as everybody gets set here, and now we've got some equipment problem for Donovan Trumbull, which will allow everybody to catch their breath here. Doug Duda with you on Classic Hits, 98.9 KKPR-FM. Kearney, Ravenna, and Donovan in the World Wide Web at KKPR.com. Under a minute to go here in the first half, 14-0. Ravenna looking for more. First and 10 at the Donovan Trumbull 14-yard line. Veronica calling the cadence. Long count here with the clock running. Man in motion is going to be Wilkie. They fake it to him and roll to the right. Veronica throws for the end zone, and it's in and out of the hands of Shamback. Getting a hand on it looked like Jordan Slough. Good coverage. I think you can call every part of that good. The offense was good. It was right where it needed to be on his hands, and Slough just got a hand in there and tipped it away. So everybody did what they were supposed to do, and that one was won by Donovan Trumbull, stopping the clock with 40 seconds to go here in the half. Second down and 10 at the 14-yard line. And the Blue Jays will come back up and leave Baronic in there. Saborn, uh-oh. Saborn was had too many men on the field, and Saborn couldn't sneak off. And so illegal substitution there, I imagine, is what they'll call on the Blue Jays. Let's see what they say. Unless there's only 10 men on the field, and then they'd be okay. The officials haven't told us yet. It looks like there are still 11 men. Yep, there it is. Illegal substitution on Ravenna. That's going to back him up 5 yards. That's only the second penalty that's been accepted in this ball game. And both of them are on Ravenna. So good job for Donovan Trumbull to stay clean. But that'll back the football up to the 19-yard line. Second down and 15 at the Donovan Trumbull 19 with 40 seconds to go here in the half. And Ravenna is out of timeouts. Remember that. Veronica has the quarterback, which usually means they're going to throw. And they have the last two plays. Shambach in motion. Fake, and he rolls right. Throws out into the flat, and it is incomplete. Trying to get it into the hands of Kelly McFadden. Just a tad bit low and behind him, probably one he's going to catch most of the time, but just not that time, and it'll bring up third down. Just a shade off of being a nice throw there. A little low and maybe just a little behind him. They can probably run that play later on in the game, and it'll be money. Donovan Trumbull needing to keep Ravenna out of the end zone here and stay in this ball game. 35 seconds to go in the half. 14-0. Blue Jays with the lead. Third down and 15 at the Donovan 19-yard line. Now Saborn is back in with Miller behind him. Double wing T. They'll put Wilkie in motion. The ball is fumbled. It is on the ground. And Saborn, I think, got back on top of it. And Donovan Trumbull doesn't want to call timeout. Ravenna doesn't have one. They're going to bring their field goal unit in. The ball is going to be spotted right at about the 18-yard line. It'll be about a 35-yard field goal attempt. Let's see. They've got time. 12 seconds. Shambach to attempt the field goal. They'll spot it at the 24. 34-yard attempt, and it is blocked. It is blocked, and Donovan Trumbull will cover the football right there off the foot of Shambach, trying to put a little extra into it. Recovering it was Cameron Sinner. I'm not sure he was definitely the one that blocked the field goal, but a good job there. Donovan Trumbull able to keep Ravenna off of the scoreboard. And there's 3 seconds left, time for them to do what they want on one final play. So let's see if they want to try anything or if they're just going to kneel on it. And they will spread the field here, so they've got two wideouts, kind of the same look as always, two wideouts to each side. Cosgrove takes the snap. Going to throw it down the middle of the football field, complete at the 40, 45, and 46-yard line, and that's how the first half will end. They get it to Jake Slough. He makes a nice catch. They're going to get 22 more yards of offense, and it will be a first down, but it brings us to the end of the first half of play, which for the most part has been taken care of here by the hometown Ravenna Blue Jays. So Donovan Trumbull, after falling down 14-0, just 40 seconds into the second quarter, moved the ball, and then had a couple of bad snaps and couldn't get it into the end zone. And then they do make the stop here in the last minute once Ravenna got inside the 15-yard line and make them come away with no points. So we are at our first halftime of the 2010 football season, and your score is the Ravenna Blue Jays 14 and the Donovan Trumbull Cardinals nothing. We'll have score updates, first half stats, preview of what's still to come in the upcoming week. It's all next on the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. So we'll take a break and be back in 1 minute.
This is Bob Sherwood from B&B Carpet and Donovan. With my 35-plus years installing flooring and ongoing training from Mohawk University, our staff and installers know what it takes to get the job done right. Remember us at B&B Carpet and Donovan, where our service is the difference.
You're headed in the right direction for service, savings, and selection. Can't seem to find that car, truck, or SUV you've been looking for? See the professionals at Killian Motors, where people come back time after time since 1979. 8th and Central, Kearney.
Ever wonder why Ravenna has such great athletes? It's all those great cooked meals at the Dewdrop. The Dewdrop is serving up home-cooked meals 24 hours a day and a large side of small-town hospitality. Proud to support the area high school teams, the Dewdrop in Ravenna.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in an hour.
Don't let trash take up all your time. Ravenna Sanitation takes trash seriously. From your home, the farm, and your business, they remove it. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
And welcome back to high school football here on Classic Hits 98.9 of the World Wide Web at KKPR.com. This is the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Show. Don't let trash take up all your time. At Ravenna Sanitation, they take trash seriously. From your home, the farm, and your business, they remove it. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County. The score at the half, the Ravenna Blue Jays 14 and the Donovan Trumbull Cardinals nothing. Well, let's take a look at our Valentino's scoreboard here at the half. A few scores rolling in. Late in the second quarter, North Platte, Bernie Madison and the Bulldogs leading Lincoln High by a score of 14-9. Also late in the second quarter, Kearney High and Columbus all tied up at 7 apiece. That game currently airing on ESPN Radio 1460 and 1550. A score we had from a little earlier, Shelton out to a 14-0 lead over Nebraska Christian. Been a while since the Bulldogs have been able to get things going here to start the football season off. Valentino's in-game score brought to you by Valentino's, home of the Grand Italian Buffet. Come in before and after the game or call for one of their great pizzas. Valentino's of Kearney, they deliver to your door. We deliver the in-game score. And we will take a break and be back with more as the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report continues on KKPR.
Valentino's, home of the Grand Italian Buffet. Come in before and after the game or call for one of their great pizzas. You can carry out or Valentino's will deliver in the Kearney area. Get yours tonight. Valentino's, North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting all athletes back in the game. Whether you're running your business or running up the score, you can get hurt, and they can help. Dr. Lauren specializes in the treatment of foot and ankle problems. Sports medicine for every athlete. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
Harvest haulers and Victory Trucking can take a load off your mind this harvest. No more wasted time in long lines of trucks when you could be in the combine taking more corn or beans out of your field. Just call Shea at 631-7504 to recruit a time-saving transport team today. Flashback Neighborhood Grill in Ravenna is proud to support the Blue Jays. Come into Flashback for a taste of history. With the original tin ceiling, bared brick walls, and decorated with history for Ravenna like newspaper clippings from years past. Flashbacks, where the grill is open late for home games, so stop in tonight.
And welcome back to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report here on Classic Hits, 98.9 FM. And we're playing in this Week 0 game. And remember that next week, Ravenna's off. Their bye week is next week. They will then be back on the road for the next couple of games. They're not back home for a month, unfortunately, with the way this goes. On the road at Ord on the 10th, then they go to Twin River on the 17th, and they're back home for two rivalry games, one new one, Hastings-St. Cecilia, the defending state champions in C1 on the 24th. Kearney Catholic comes in on October 1st. Their other home game this year is against Blue Hill. There are no slouches on the home schedule this year for Ravenna. For Donovan Trumbull, their bye week comes after week 3, or the third game of the season. They are home for the next 2 weeks. Twin River comes in next week, and Wood River will come in on the 10th. Then they are off, and then they travel to Sutton before getting into their games in the second half of the season, which includes St. Cecilia, Kearney Catholic, Thayer Central, and Superior. Other games that are going on tonight, let's take a look at last night's scoreboard first. Four games were played, all in Class A, 3-A, 1-B. The 1-B, Elkhorn beat Waverly 34-6. Of course, they had been in A for a couple of years in Columbus, and B now with the two Elkhorn schools. They're both B, and Columbus back up to A, and they're playing Kearney High tonight, tied at 7 at last check just before the half. Lincoln Northeast beat Fremont 32-12 last night. Lincoln Southeast went overtime to beat Lincoln Southwest 20-14 in a rematch of last year's state Class A quarterfinal matchup. And also last night, Millard West taking on Omaha North. Again, if you would like to contribute scores, you can call our studio, 236-9900, or we'll give you the score line here for Valentino's in just a moment. So stay up to date with that. We'll give you that score in just a moment. But plenty of games going on across the area tonight. Some pretty good ones out there highlighted in the Tri-Cities. Columbus at Kearney, Grand Island at Norfolk, Schuyler at Hastings, Adams Central at Sydney, Northwest is at Crete. Elsewhere, two-time defending Class B state champion Aurora is at Seward. Holdridge is playing at York. Lexington is at Garing. Fillmore Central's at Centura. Minden is at Fairbury. Ord is at Gothenburg. St. Paul is at Broken Bow. Cozad's at Ogallala. Hershey's at Southern Valley. Big eight-man game tonight to start the season. Arapahoe is at Axtell. Nebraska Christian playing at Shelton. Elm Creek is up at Burwell. Giltner, the defending D1 state runner-up, is at Shelby. Harvard is at Loomis. Exeter Milligan is at Lawrence Nelson. Hampton is at Red Cloud. And Dorchester is at Silver Lake. You are listening to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report, and we'll be back with more, including a look at our first half stats, where it's Ravenna 14 and Donovan Trumbull nothing, right after this.
Age 50 or older? Hey, is there any benefit of being mature? You bet there is. At Barney Insurance, we have programs especially designed just for you. Did you know that you are a low risk? Mm-hmm. Call us at Barney Insurance, 237-2222.
Holcomb Scrapers have long been the leader in scraper strength and reliability. Kirshner Implement in Ravenna is your Holcomb scraper dealer. They stock 8 and 12-yard forced ejection scrapers with other models also available. Kirshner Implement in Ravenna is a proud sponsor of tonight's game.
Trust the experts when it comes to your hearing or hearing aid products. At ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center, our university-trained audiologists provide individualized care. Caring for our community, one patient at a time, we're ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center.
Get to the summer blowout sale going on now at your area CPI Mr. Tire. Get a 10% discount on Cooper CS4 tires, along with several models of the popular light truck and SUV Cooper Discoverer tires at your area CPI Mr. Tire store, serving all of South Central Nebraska.
Well, here's what's going on the college scene. UNK 13th-ranked football team opens their season tomorrow night against Wayne State. Kickoff is set for 6 o'clock at Foster Field. Should be a great crowd. Hope you can go out and watch it. Wayne State has clipped the Lopers the last couple of years. Of course, after it happened last year, the Lopers won 11 consecutive football games. And one of the highlights of the season could be the last time Wayne State comes to Kearney for a number of years, because next year it's up to Wayne, and then you've got the teams expanding conferences after that, and it sounds like there won't be an opportunity to play each other. Next week the Lopers head to UNO, so head out and support them. Of course, the Huskers and Hastings College begin their football season next week. In volleyball, UNK is off. They're actually scrimmaging UNO tonight over at Grand Island Central Catholic. That should be just getting over over at the Crusader Gymnasium. They head to Tampa, Florida for some outstanding competition, including playing two top five teams next week down in Tampa. And then also Hastings College volleyball team opening their season this weekend. They're in Davenport, Iowa at the St. Ambrose Tournament. And, of course, second-ranked Nebraska at the Coaches Showcase at the Quest Center in Omaha, playing 13th-ranked Florida, 14th-ranked Kentucky. Games are Saturday and Sunday, both at 4:30. You can hear them on our sister station, The Breeze, 94.5 FM, number 9 Iowa State is also in there. So they play a flip-flop of what Nebraska does over those 2 days. UNK women's soccer season got off to a victorious start yesterday over Wayne State, 1-0. They're in North Dakota to play Mary University tomorrow. Hastings College women begin next week. The Hastings College men are actually in Omaha tonight, playing an exhibition game against Creighton. And so that's what's going on the college sports scene. Here it's 14-0, Ravenna with the lead over Donovan Trumbull, and we will take a timeout and look at the first half stats right after this break.
Zorb Farms appreciates how hard these young athletes work to make the team. The lessons of teamwork and good sportsmanship are traits they'll carry the rest of their lives. And finally, a word of thanks to the teachers and the coaches.
Insure your home, auto, life, and business with us through Auto Owners Insurance. We'll provide low-cost, quality protection and claim service that is second to none. See RAI of Nebraska and protect what needs protected in your life. Best of luck to the Ravenna Blue Jays.
Harvest Haulers and Victory Trucking can take a load off your mind this harvest. No more wasted time in long lines of trucks when you could be in the combine taking more corn or beans out of your field. Just call Shea at 631-7504 to recruit a time-saving transport team today.
Put your car or truck back to factory specs. Free estimates from certified techs. Eustace Body Shop, that's who we are.
And we're back on the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Doug Duda with you here at Ravenna. I want to thank Athletic Director Paul Anderson and all the fine folks, as always, for their hospitality here in Blue Jay land. A couple of scores to pass along to you at the half. Kearney and Columbus are tied at 7, currently on ESPN 1460. Elm Creek with a lead over Burwell, 8-7. Schuyler leading Hastings at the half, 29-8. Scott's Bluff with a 7-0 lead over McCook. After one, halftime, North Platte leading Lincoln High by a score of 21-9. Now look at your first half stats, starting with Donovan Trumbull. Jordan Slough leads the way. He has 6 carries for 36 yards. We have yet to see the senior Ryan McNally get into the ball game offensively. We'll see if that changes. Coach Breckner thought coming into the game that they would both see playing time, but McNally has not picked up any offensive yards as of yet. Quarterback C.J. Cosgrove, 5 carries for 12 yards, and then a couple of errant snaps producing a team lost yardage for a negative 19. So 13 rushing attempts, 29 yards in this football game for Donovan Trumbull. They lost 19 on those 2 errant snaps. Through the air, Cosgrove has put it up 9 times. He's completed 5 of those, including the last 2. The last one was with 3 seconds to go here against the Freeman, and he hit a 22-yarder. Nice play, but Ravenna was kind of giving him that, so that might inflate the stats a little bit. Cosgrove, 5 of 9, no interceptions, no touchdowns, 47 yards through the air, 29 yards on the ground, 76 yards of total offense here in the first half. 4 first downs is what I've got Donovan Trumbull for. No penalties, that's the good news for the Cardinals. They have not had a yellow flag thrown on them tonight that was accepted. One time we did have offsetting penalties. They were called for a hold, but Ravenna had been called for a horse collar, and those offset. I guess the highlight of the night is Mr. Bundy, Garrett Bundy, 3 punts tonight for an average of about 48.5 yards, including a 64-yard bomb on his 2nd attempt of the night. So those are the stats for Donovan Trumbull here in the first half. They are looking to get on the scoreboard, their best penetration. They got it inside the 15-yard line. They had a 4th down and 8 at the Ravenna 13. They elected to go for it, but a low snap to the quarterback, C.J. Cosgrove, who's playing out of that short shotgun, and he was taken straight to the ground and had no chance to do anything with it after not handling the short snap that bounced up to him, and that was their best scoring opportunity. We'll look at Ravenna's numbers as they lead at 14-0 right after this on the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in an hour.
Don't let trash take up all your time. Ravenna Sanitation takes trash seriously. From your home, the farm, and your business, they remove it. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
Ravenna Superfoods is a place for big town savings with a large touch of hometown service. A proud supporter of the Ravenna Blue Jays on their road to success. Shop Ravenna Superfoods, located downtown Ravenna. Best of luck, teams.
Age 50 or older? Hey, is there any benefit of being mature? You bet there is. At Barney Insurance, we have programs especially designed just for you. Did you know that you are a low risk? Mm-hmm. Call us at Barney Insurance, 237-2222.
Insure your home, auto, life, and business with us through Auto Owners Insurance. We'll provide low-cost, quality protection and claim service that is second to none. See RAI of Nebraska and protect what needs protected in your life. Best of luck to the Ravenna Blue Jays.
Doug Duda along with our producer-engineer Stacy Johns back on the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. And let's take a look at the first half numbers here for Ravenna, who should get the ball because they kicked it away to start the first half of play. So they're going to get that ball to start the second half. Ryan Miller has carried the ball 9 times so far here in the first half for 89 yards unofficially. Ethan Shambach, 1 carry for 4 yards. Trevor Saborn has scored both of the touchdowns in his football game. He has carried it 11 times for 96 yards. And Connor Baronic was in the first quarter there. A bad snap to him. He had to eat it. and lost 6 yards on the play. So overall, 22 rushing attempts in this football game for the Ravenna Blue Jays, and as expected, they're doing a heck of a job. 183 yards on the ground here for Ravenna. Connor Baronic put it up 3 times. He was 1 for 3 for 5 yards. Trevor Saborn, 1 for 1 for 14 yards. So as a team, 2 of 4, 50% in the first half, 19 yards through the air, 183 on the ground, 202 yards of total offense here in the first half for Ravenna. 9 first downs. The touchdowns came on the opening drive. It took 3 plays to get down the field, set up by a 48-yard run by Ryan Miller on the first play and capped by a 29-yard Trevor Saborn touchdown run off the left side. Ethan Shambach hit the extra point, made it 7-0 with 9:15 to go here in the first quarter. Then scoring in the first minute of the second quarter, Saborn took it in from 4 yards out. Shambach added the kick, made it 14-0 with 11:20 to go. And then in the last 30 seconds of this football game, it was first half, we should say, Ravenna had a bad snap and had to eat it on third down, and with no timeouts, they rushed the field goal unit in there. They had time, they were set, but the field goal was blocked from 34 yards away with about 22 seconds to go before the half, and that kept the score at Ravenna 14 and Donovan Trumbull nothing. 2 penalties have been called on the Blue Jays for 10 yards. They punted it once for 21 yards. So 202 yards, 9 first downs, 1 punt, neither team's turned it over, 2 penalties, both on Ravenna for 10 yards. And at the half, 14-0 Blue Jays. And you have been listening to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Ravenna Sanitation says don't let trash take up all your time. At Ravenna Sanitation, they take trash seriously, removing it all from your home, the farm, and your business. Ravenna Sanitation serving all of Buffalo County. And we'll be back with the second half of Friday Night Football on Classic Hits 98.9 and KKPR.com in 1 minute.
Holcomb Scrapers have long been the leader in scraper strength and reliability. Kirshner Implement in Ravenna is your Holcomb Scraper dealer. They stock 8 and 12-yard forced ejection scrapers with other models also available. Kirshner Implement in Ravenna is a proud sponsor of tonight's game.
Insure your home, auto, life, and business with us through Auto Owners Insurance. We'll provide low-cost, quality protection and claim service that is second to none. See RAI of Nebraska and protect what needs protected in your life. Best of luck to the Ravenna Blue Jays.
Harvest Haulers and Victory Trucking can take a load off your mind this harvest. No more wasted time in long lines of trucks when you could be in the combine taking more corn or beans out of your field. Just call Shea at 631-7504 to recruit a time-saving transport team today.
Misco Sports Incorporated of Kearney wants you to see them before the games begin. Misco's carries brand name clothing, shoes, and athletic apparel from names like Columbia, Nike, and more. Get your game on at Misco's now in the downtown Kearney Center. Misco's, you'll be better equipped for the games you play.
And welcome back to Ravenna. Again, a big thank you to all of our fine sponsors, as always, for allowing us to bring you high school football. 14-0, Ravenna has the lead here, and they will get the ball to start the second half. And we are just about ready to get things going. Of course, the second half will begin as soon as the scorekeeper and the statisticians get back into the press box. Where you boys been? Yeah, uh-huh. Back from recycling cans at halftime, and we're ready to play some football. 14-0, Blue Jays with the lead over Donovan Trumbull. At halftime, Kearney High and Columbus tied at 7. In other scores, Adams Central leads Sydney 7-0 in the first quarter. Crete leading Granada Northwest 21-3. And at halftime, Aurora leading Seward 21-7. Also at the half, Shelton leading Nebraska Christian by a score of 20-6. So those are some scores. And again, if you're at a ball game, we would love to get that score out there. Simply text your score to our Valentino's hotline. And that number is 308-646-0506. 308-646-0506. Put it in as the Valentino's, or just as the score line, Valentino's score line in your phone. And every time you head out to a football game, text us a score after every quarter, and we'll get it out to everyone listening tonight on Classic Hits 98.9 and the World Wide Web at kkpr.com. 14-0 Ravenna. We're ready to get the second half underway as the sun starts to set behind the trees here at beautiful Ravenna High School, and a great football field that they have here setting into the park, and we're glad to have you along with us. For the first time tonight, they'll have to put it on the tee for Donovan Trumbull and get ready to boot this one away, and Al Lopez is ready to do that. Coach Breckner said he's really been driving the ball well. Again, a foreign exchange student, has never played football, until he came over here, a soccer kid, and this will be his first kick in a varsity game. Let's see what happens. The orange shoes, and that's a pretty nice, high kick. It'll be taken at the 7-yard line by Saborn. Up the middle, 10, 15, room, 20, 25. He's tripped up across the 30 and out to the 33-yard line. Looked like that tackle came in the middle of the line from number 44, Ian Askey. He was in there on part of that. Also in there was Ryan McNally in on the tackle for Donovan Trumbull. They'll put his knee down at the 35, and we're ready to go here in the second half. 14-0 Blue Jays with the lead. And running in the play here to start the second half will be wide receiver Kelly McFadden. Trevor Saborn handling the duties at the quarterback position for most of the night. Ran for 96 yards unofficially there in the first half of play. 89 for Ryan Miller, part of the 183 total yards on the ground in that first half. Saborn talks with his running back Ryan Miller as they all come set. Long cadence and a delay of game, as our back judge says, too much time. Boy, you hate to see that coming out of the locker room. You would assume you know what you want to do, and they couldn't get the playoff in time. So delay a game. Third penalty here against Ravenna. That'll back them up 5 yards. And that will make it first down and 15. First and 15 here for Ravenna, leading it 14-0, waiting for the first snap of the second half. Same set with Shambach now in motion left to right. And we've got more penalty flags, and it looks like an illegal motion on Ravenna. So maybe something you would have expected to see in the first series of the game, not the first series of the second half, because Ravenna played so solid there in the first half of play. And back-to-back penalties coming out of the locker room, and that'll bring up first down and 20. Now this is where it gets a little dicey, although we've seen a couple of big runs tonight for the Blue Jays. Their first offensive play was a nice 48-yard run off left tackle by Ryan Miller. Saborn has had a couple of nice runs, a 29-yarder and a 25-yarder in this football game. But as the game has progressed, Donovan Trumbull has kept them a little bit in check. There's still some nice runs, 6, 8, 10 yards, but no huge ones. And now Saborn gives it to Miller off that left side, across the 30, and tripped up close to the 32-yard line. He's going to get about 7, 7.5 yards. And if they can do that on every play, they've got a chance to cover that first down yardage. Going to mark it at the 22-yard line. We'll call it second down and 13. But Miller picks up 7, and the ball on the near hash, the left hash, as the Ravenna Blue Jay bench is in front of us. Again, 31 kids for Ravenna, 43 out here, or at least on the roster. They're not all suited because of injury, but Donovan Trumbull has 43 kids out this year. Shambach in motion again to the right side. Quarterback Saborn keeps it, and this time he's going to be drugged down after a short game, and Bundy finally got through there. A little extra effort that time from the big fella Garrett Bundy. Brings him down at the 35. He's going to gain about 2.5. It'll be third down and 10. Gives Saborn 3 officially. Anytime they get less than 5, it looks like they're getting 1. But Ravenna does very well at falling forward. They don't go down easy. They get hit. They keep the legs grinding, and it always seems to pick them up an extra couple of yards. 14-0 Ravenna, 10:30 to go here in the third quarter of play. And they've got a third down and 10 facing him with 2 wide right. Connor Baronic to the left, and more penalty flags. A little bit in a hurry to get off the line that time. And a 5-yard motion penalty. The third penalty on this drive for the Blue Jays. McFadden's going to check out. That means Wilkie's out there with Shambach and Baronic as the 3 wideouts should they elect to set up in that formation. Third down and 15, Blue Jays at their own 30-yard line, holding on to a 14-0 lead. That's been the score since 30 seconds into the second quarter. So we've played over 12 minutes, and the scoreboard stayed the same. Shambach in motion from the wide to the short side. They fake the handoff. Saborn wants to throw. Throws it one-on-one. Wilkie in coverage. It's intercepted. And picking it off at the 42-yard line is Jordan Slough. Good job by the safety to come over and help on the double team there along with Brian Linneman. And the pass is picked off. And that's not horrible because it was third and long. You figure the punt's not going to put him a whole lot farther down the field. So a little bit of a wash, but it does make it a nice play for Donovan Trumbull on the INT, and that's our first turnover of the football game. So the ball will be marked at the 42-yard line. And let's see if Donovan Trumbull can get something going offensively here. Been shut out through the first half of this football game. Out of the new formation, he's actually under center for the first time. Turns, has it to Slough. He breaks the tackle. 50, 45, secondary 40, down to the 38-yard line. And a big play that time off the left side. He was hit immediately, but that time Slough bounced off the tackle, and he is going to take it for about 20 yards. And move the chains here for Donovan Trumbull. And they're ready to go. They like to get up over that football and keep it moving. 56 yards of the ball game now for Slough. Of course, they can't snap it as quick as they want. They're waiting to get the chains set. Now Cosgrove under center. Turns, and McNally's in the game, and he hands it to him to the 39. He loses a yard. So McNally comes into the ball game and loses a yard on the first carry. And that'll bring up second down at 11, back to the 40-yard line. 14-0 Ravenna, 9:40 to go here in the third quarter. Doug Duda with you on this opening Friday night of the high school football season. They're going to go back to the spread formation now with Cosgrove standing about 5 yards in a little bit truer shotgun than what we saw earlier. And McNally stays in there as the running back. He might have jumped a little quick, but no flag. Throw over the middle. It's high. It's intercepted, support, and he's got room. 35-40. Good block, 50. Good block by Shambach up to the 40. 35. He'll be pushed down inside the 25 of the 22-yard line. The teams exchange turnovers, and Ravenna benefits from it. They're down to the 23. There is a flag way away from the play. There is a flag way away from the play. It's going to be after the interception. And this is the old, if they call a block in the back. Oh, it's going to be holding on Donovan Trumbull. That's a weird call. Might have called it right when the ball was being thrown, so nonetheless it is declined. And it will be a pick by Trevor Saborin. So Trevor Saborin with the INT takes it to the 28-yard line of Donovan Trumbull. And so first down and 10 coming up right here. Already on top by a score of 14-0. And a man in motion, Shambach, and more penalty flags. For some reason, Donovan Trumbull having some problems here in the start of the third quarter. Ravenna having troubles in the start of the third quarter. That is another motion penalty. That is the fourth penalty here of the third quarter, and we haven't played 3 minutes. It'll move it back to the 29, and that'll bring up first down and 15. 14-0, Ravenna. Blue Jays got out such a hot start. They may have leveled off a little bit. Donovan Trumbull may have kind of gotten back up off the mat after taking a couple to the chin in the first quarter. Second down, or first down and 15 back at the 29-yard line. They'll send Wilkie in motion this time, and the quarterback Saborin's going to keep it off the fake to the left corner, the short side, and not much there. He'll be pushed out of bounds near the 25-yard line. Might have picked up the penalty yardage that they lost on the motion. And let's see where the officials are going to mark it down. Actually get him into about the 24-yard line. So there is a gain of 5. It'll bring up second down and 10. And Saborin now over 100 yards here on the ground in this ball game. They are used to the quarterback doing that. Of course, Josh Crowell, an outstanding quarterback for this football team the last 3 years, gaining a ton of yards. And now Saborin takes over. Trevor will call the count and send Shambach in motion off this sphere. He's going to hand it to Miller straight up the middle, and he's going to find his way down to the 20-yard line, dragging Cardinals with him, including number 62, Nick Lee, that time. And it's going to be another 5 yards, 4.5 yards. We'll call it 3rd and 6. So Ryan Miller also at 100 yards now, right on the button after that carry. 11 carries, 100 yards for Miller. It is 3rd down and 6 at the 20-yard line of Donovan Trumbull. 2 split to the short side left, 1 wide right, Shambach in motion from left to right. They'll hand it up the middle, and Miller this time is not going to get it. Good surge that time from the middle of the line, and coming up in there, Cosgrove helped hit him on a little bit of a run blitz, and off the bottom of that pile, Heath Maurer is doing his job for the most part here for Donovan Trumbull, And they get about three, so it's fourth and three and probably go for a time here for Ravenna. They'll move the ball to the 17, need to get to the 14. 7:50 and counting here in quarter number three. Ravenna's up 14-0, and maybe another one could put this away. Big play here. Fourth and three at the Donovan Trumbull 17-yard line. They spread the field. Still have Miller in the backfield. Run the option right side. Late pitch, and Miller is not going to get it. Good pursuit that time. And making the tackle is going to be Brian Linneman behind the line of scrimmage. And for the second time of the ball game, Donovan Trumbull turns Ravenna away in the red zone with 0 points. So first down and 10 for the Cardinals. And they'll mark that ball for no gain right at the 17-yard line. So outstanding job that time. As they were all coming, Donovan Trumbull had that read well, and they'll take over. Ready to go, first down and 10 at the 17-yard line. Ball on the far hash, closer to the Cardinals sideline, but still no points on the board for Donovan Trumbull. And under center, turn, hand it off over the left side, and stacking up the ball carrier and shoving him back. Nowhere to go for Slough. Let's see where they give him his forward momentum, probably right back to the line of scrimmage. And trying to clear the cobwebs out there is Seth Johnson after a good battle in the middle of that line. Seth playing the center position tonight for Donovan Trumbull. No gain that time for Jordan Slough. Second down and 10. But they have moved Cosgriff under center a couple times and put him in the shotgun. He was in the shotgun the whole first half. This time he's under center with trips to the right. He looks to his lone man to the left. A quick little button hook is caught at the 24-yard line and drilled immediately there. Wilkie on the play, but it is enough to pick up a handful of yards. And it will bring up third down and manageable as they mark it at the 25-yard line. It's going to be a gain of 7. First completion of the half. Third down and 3. Need to get to the 28-yard line. Currently at the 25, and Cosgriff in the shotgun. Again, twins to each side. He'll roll to his right. Looks to throw underneath, and there's two men there. It's tipped and still caught. And leading forward for the first down after all of that. The two receivers were in the same area. It was tipped by Jake Slough, and Brian Linneman hung in there, caught the ball. Good enough for a 5-yard gain and the first down. The second first down of the half here for Donovan Trumbull. 6:10 to go in the third quarter. Still 14-0 Ravenna. Donovan Trumbull just turned them away inside the 20. Now they have it first and 10 at their 30. Turn and hand it off left side Slough, and he's going to be brought down immediately that time by Brandon Rogers. Shot right through there and brought him down for little or no gain. We'll call it second down and 10. So Slough trying to keep him honest, but Donovan Trumbull has to have a little more success, it looks like, through the air tonight. We expected them to be able to run the football, and for the most part, they really haven't. Ravenna has to be pleased with the way that their young line, inexperienced line, has played so far tonight. And they will send a man in motion from right to left. That's Jake Slough. Back to pass is going to be Cosgriff. Pump fake. Cover deep. Throws underneath. Got a man. And it's complete at the 40 and pushed back to the 39-yard line. And he gets it into the hands that time of a Jake Slough. And it's going to be right at that first down marker. Well, let's see if they bring the chains in here. It's marked just on the 40. Maybe the nose isn't quite touching it. So they will stop play and bring the chains in and see if they move the football here. It'll be very, very close. Can't quite tell where the ball is at the official standing kind of on the line here. If the nose is touching the line, it's a first down. If it's not, it's not. That should be. And then the official just readjusted the ball forward, so it's going to be a first down. He just picked the ball up and moved it onto the line, so that wasn't too hard to figure out. First down for Donovan Trumbull and the Cardinals, who maybe need a little bit of a break. I'm not saying that's a big break or anything, but maybe got a little help that time from the official. And a 10-yard pass completion, and Cosgriff has completed 3 in a row. So first down and 10 at their own 40-yard line, and this time they go double tight end, only 2 wideouts. Turn and hand it off the left side to Slough, and he is stacked up and an ankle tackle to hold him. He tried to bounce off that pile and pop it outside, but hanging in there the whole time to bring him down was Cody Lewis. Great job on the right side of the Ravenna defensive line. Just stood up the left side of the offensive line of Donovan Trumbull. Slough just about bounced off of that. But Slough now on his last three carries has 0 yards each time. Clock continues to run. 4.5 to go third quarter. 14-0 Ravenna. Second down and 10 at their own 40-yard line. Still checking the sideline for the play here. This usually means some kind of a more than just a basic play. Finally, they get things set. Cosgrove throws it down the line of scrimmage. It's complete to Slough. He makes one man miss, but not the second one, and he just gets back to the line of scrimmage, and that's it. Ethan Shambach in on the tackle. Also, good play there by Josh Boardman to help cover that play. No gain. Third down. Completed pass and nothing to show for it. Don't forget, next week on ESPN 1460, Kearney Catholic is at Hastings St. Cecilia, also on ESPN 1550 in Hastings. And here on Classic Hits 98.9, look out, Pleasanton Amherst comes your way at 7:30 next Friday night. And after that tackle, we got a little equipment problem here. Ethan Shambach will have to check out of the game. Connor Baronic will come in for this play over at the corner position on the right side. Let's see if Donovan Trumbull tries to do something there. You bring a new kid in, see if you go at him. Let's find out. Third and 10. Donovan Trumbull needs to find a way to get their third straight first down of this series. And the snap to Cosgrove, rolls left, looking, throws back across his body. It's tipped into the air and intercepted. Intercepted by Ravenna right at midfield. And who comes in to pick it off? Lucas Wilkie does, as the ball was deflected out of the hands of Cameron Sinner. Again, it was thrown right on the money, but Ravenna got a hand in there and punched it straight up in the air, and Wilkie with the pick. The second turnover here of the half of the quarter on Donovan Trumbull. So instead of punting the ball, the teams are turning it over. So 3:33 to go here in the third quarter of play, and Lucas Wilkie will get the INT right at midfield. So first down and 10 for the Ravenna Blue Jays. And they're back to work on offense. Trevor Saborn, out of the wing look, sends Shambach in motion. Veer offense straight up the middle this time, and Miller gets through into the linebackers, into the secondary, and down to the 35-yard line. And at the 15-yard gain, blocked well in the middle of the line by Josh Boardman and Cody Lewis, and also Michael Steele. And there was nothing special about that. He ran right up the back of his center and picked up 15 yards and a first down, the first of the half for the Blue Jays. 3:26 and counting to go third quarter. Still 14-0. We'll take a look. Ravenna with the lead. We'll take a look at our Valentino scoreboard in just a moment. But right now, Ravenna on the move again. Most of the game has been played in Donovan territory. And trying to cash this turnover in. Miller up the middle again, and he finds some room. 30 to the left side, 25. Down to the 23, and another first down for the Blue Jays. And a little slow to get up that time. Miller might have got rolled up on trying to shake the cobwebs out. 12 yards and another first down. Shambach has his equipment taken care of and gets back into the ball game. Giltner leading Shelby at the half, 22-20. Adams Central leading Sydney, 14-0. Lawrence Nelson at the half over Exeter Milligan, 12-8. Grand Island leads Norfolk at the half, 14-7 on our Valentino's scoreline. Here is Saborn keeping a huge hole off the right side, 15, trying to get to the outside, and he will be brought down there by Cameron Sinner, right close to the first down marker. How far are they going to say he stretched out? And he is going to be just short, it appears, as they'll mark it right on the 15-yard line. A gain of 9. It'll be second down and 1. Saborn 113, Miller 130. Where have you heard this before? Plug in the players and run the offense like they've always run it. It's working well here for the Blue Jays. But now it is second down and 1 at the 15-yard line. Saborn with the snap, gives it to Miller, and he is hit immediately, and I don't think he got it. That was a great surge that time by the defense of Donovan Trumbull. They finally got through there. And again, a number we've called a little bit tonight, Nick Lee. Maurer's been in there, but that time Lee might have even lost a half a yard. We'll call it third down and keep it at 1. This has not been a problem for Ravenna. See if we got some other scores to pass along to you. Aurora leading Seward at the half, 21-7. Axtell leading Arapahoe at the half, 7-6 Arapaho injured this year, and they're still hanging in there against Axtell, who is a lot younger team than we've seen lately. Third and one at the 15 of Donovan Trumbull. Ravenna, long cadence, Wilkie in motion left to right. Saborn's going to keep it off the right side. He's got the first down, gets down to the 11 and maybe the 10-yard line. Going to be first down and 10. The tackle is made by Max Lawrence, number 50 in there for the tackle. But the important stat there for the Blue Jays is it is a first down. I've got them now for that even dozen, and they'll mark it just outside the 10, so the possibility exists for the first down. So Warren picks up 4.5 yards. And with the clock under a minute to go here in the third quarter, can Donovan Trumbull turn a Ravenna away for the third straight time in the red zone? Blue Jays hope not and can put it away. And penalty flags fly, and that's not going to help things. We had two total penalties, and both were on Ravenna in the first half. This will be the fifth penalty of the quarter on Ravenna, and it'll back him up 5 more yards. That is their third, make it fourth, illegal procedure penalty of the quarter, and they had to delay a game on the first play of the second half. So it'll be first down and 15 just outside of the 15-yard line. Again, they'd have to get inside the one for consideration for a first down. Clock continues to tick inside 40 seconds. If they don't get in, it could be the last play of the half or the quarter. Saborn, your quarterback, on the far side, long count with Miller right behind him. He'll take it, and he will hand it off to Miller up the middle. Pretty good hole inside the 10, inside the 5, down to about the 2. Stretches forward and close to the 1-yard line, but a big play up the middle, and that should be the final play here of the quarter, and they'll walk to the other end of the football field. They're going to mark it at the 2, a 13-yard gain right up the middle for Miller, and again, the middle of that interior line. It's just getting stronger as the game moves along. And we are at the end of the third quarter of play here on the opening night of the 2010 football season in Ravenna. Your score, the Blue Jays 14. Donovan Trumbull nothing, and the Blue Jays are threatening again. It is second and 2 at the 2 when we come back.
Ever wonder why Ravenna has such great athletes? It's all those great cooked meals at the Dewdrop. The Dewdrop is serving up home-cooked meals 24 hours a day and a large side of small-town hospitality. Proud to support the area high school teams, the Dewdrop in Ravenna. Bank of Donovan wishes the Donovan Trumbull Cardinals the best of luck. Visit the Bank of Donovan for all of your banking, investment, and insurance needs. Bank of Donovan has full-service locations in Donovan, Grand Island, and Hastings. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. Zorb Farms appreciates how hard these young athletes work to make the team. The lessons of teamwork and good sportsmanship are traits they'll carry the rest of their lives. And finally, a word of thanks to the teachers and the coaches.
That's why we're here at Egg West. You gotta go eggwest.com. Go Egg West.
Welcome back to high school football. The Valentino scoreboard. We deliver the scores. They deliver the pizzas. In the second half, Kearney 10, Columbus 7. Adams Central leading Sydney 20-0 in the first half. At half, it's Loomis 66 and Harvard 6 at the half. Skyler leading Hastings 36-8 in the third. And at halftime, McCook and Scott's Bluff are tied at 7. Giltner leading Shelby at the half 22-20. Lawrence Nelson leading Exeter Milligan at the half 12-8. Grand Island led Norfolk 14-7 at the half. And Axtell led Arapaho 7-6. Here it's 14-0 Ravenna as we head to the first play of the fourth quarter. Second down and 2 at the 2-yard line of Donovan. Saborn on the call. He will send Shambach in motion, give it to Miller up the middle, and he will walk into the end zone. Touchdown, Blue Jays. The band finished. He walks into the end zone, and Miller has his first touchdown of the season from 2 yards out, and it is 20-0. Ravenna, Ryan Miller, 145 yards tonight, and he was the workhorse there the third quarter and is rewarded with his first touchdown of the evening. Saborn had the other two, and now Shambach will come in with that left foot and try and make it 21-0. Connor Baronic, the holder. And here comes the snap. It's good. It's down. And good rush from the outside. But Shambach gets it away. And he will knock it through. So on the first play of the fourth quarter, Ravenna extends their lead here at home on opening night to 21-0 over Donovan Trumbull. And we'll be back with the kickoff right after this timeout.
Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed are proud sponsors of high school sports. For high-yielding corn, soybean, and alfalfa, New Tech Seed is the only company you'll ever need. Call Terry or Jason today at 750-6060 or visit newtech at yieldleader.com.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in an hour.
Don't let trash take up all your time. Ravenna Sanitation takes trash seriously. From your home, the farm, and your business, they remove it. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
We're proud to be recognized as a leading ag bank, proud to be a leading commercial lender, proud that our staff has all the qualities of good hometown folks. We're Town and Country Bank, Ravenna, Litchfield, Pleasanton, and Kearney.
Along with our producer-engineer, Stacy Johns, I'm Doug Duda with you here from Ravenna, where we have 11:56 to go in our ball game. The Blue Jays have just put up the first points of the second half. It's Ravenna 21 and Donovan Trumbull nothing. Some folks weren't sure how this game was going to go, but it looks like a typical Ravenna football game, run over the opposition and play good defense, and that's exactly what they've done, capping that 50-yard drive off after the Lucas Wilkie interception. And capping it with a 2-yard touchdown run. And apparently there was a 15-yard penalty against Donovan Trumbull. I did not see if it was unsportsmanlike or if it was delay, but Ravenna gets to kick it off from the 45-yard line. And we've got somebody else kicking this one away. And then it's caught and slipping down inside the 5 is Slough. Justin Kapersky kicked it away, and that's just the way the night's been for Donovan Trumbull. We talk about it at the top of the, we talk about it every year that first month. You don't get used to this. You don't practice in these conditions. That sun goes down, it gets cool, it gets a little damp on the field, a little dewy on the field, and that's exactly what happened there. Slough waiting for it. He took that first step, and his feet just went, and down he went. And it's going to be first down at their own 3-yard line, and so Cosgriff will have to get up under center here. He will turn and hand it to Slough. He's going to try and make something happen, and he's actually going to be thrown backwards close to the 1-yard line. That play is designed to go forward at all costs, and Slough thought he was going to try and make something happen, and he danced around back there for quite some time, and he's going to lose a yard back to the 2-yard line. Ravenna is going to have next week off, and then they will be at Ord. Donovan Trumbull is home the next 2 weeks against Twin River and Wood River. 21-0 here, Ravenna with the lead. Second down and 11 at their own 2-yard line. Cosgriff trying to get everybody set. Can his lineman blow something up? He's going to turn, fake the handoff. It's a bootleg. 5, 10, gambling, and out to the 12-yard line. That's going to be close to the first down. That's a gutsy call, but very well run by quarterback C.J. Cosgriff, as everybody was concentrating on Jordan Slough, and he was able to make a quick spin and get out around the corner for a gain of 10, and it's going to be third down and 1. That's the first carry of the second half for C.J. Cosgriff, and really they didn't have the ball that much in the third quarter. When they did, they threw it. Third and 1, handoff right side, and should be enough for the first down. Yes, there it is. The ball might have come loose. Let's see if that's the case. There was a fumble, and it was covered that time by Jake Slough at the 15-yard line. That's going to be enough for the first down. And a gain of a couple, maybe 3, will move the chains. Don't forget, at the end of the ball game, it's the Misco Sports Postgame Show. We'll have all the final stats for you. Wrap things up in the Friday Night Scoreboard Show. Josh Jeldon, Stacy, Grant, all back at the studios. If you've got scores to report, 800-237-5577. They're going to have all the scores for you every Friday night throughout the season. Slough, swing pass down the line of scrimmage. It's incomplete. Are they going to call it a lateral? The ball's out of bounds. The ball is out of bounds right on the Ravenna sideline. Coach Hudson jumped up in the air because he wanted it, and then when he came down, he knew it was out of bounds, and so he just turned back around. And a good call by the official there. Ravenna did cover it, but it was out of bounds as they ruled that a pass behind the line of scrimmage and a lateral. And the weird thing about it is it gained 5 for Donovan Trumbull, because after it ricocheted off their hands, it went forward. And so 5-yard gain on the fumble. And that'll bring up second down and 5. Ball out to the 20-yard line. 10:07 to go in the game. 21-0 Ravenna here on KKPR. And a delayed handoff to McNally, and he's going to be stacked up over the right side after a gain of about one. Among those in there, Kyle Moore. Also in on the tackle is Jake Boat. So a gain of one, and it'll be third down and four. McNally has just been in there a couple of times tonight, a couple of carries in the football game. Checking in is going to be Ian Askey, a sophomore tight end to run the play in for Coach Brent Breckner. This ball club, Donovan Trumbull, started 2-0 and then lost a heartbreaking Week 3 overtime game to Kearney Catholic, and things kind of went south from there, and it doesn't look like they're going to be able to get off to a good start to the season here tonight, as they're going to try and end around with Cameron Sinner, and he breaks one tackle and has the first down across the 25 of the 30 and out to the 32. Good hard run by Cameron Sinner, and that's going to be enough and plenty more for the first down. He's going to get 10 yards on the play out to the 31-yard line. 21-yard, or number 21 Sinner, going to pick up 10 and move the chains. That's the first time that we have seen them do that here tonight. 9:14 as the clock stops when they pushed him out of bounds. And now they'll go back to the wide set with four wideouts. And quarterback Cosgrove in the shotgun. Takes his time, high snap over his head, and he picks it up, wants to run, and he's got nowhere to go. That has happened too many times tonight, and throwing him down, Cody Lewis. Lewis has had a pretty good game on the defensive side of the football tonight, but that's just a huge, huge loss. Snapped over his head, and then it took a bad bounce and kept on rolling, and it's all the way back to the 15, a loss of 15, and it's going to be second and 25. That's the third time that that has happened here in the ball game. 13-yard loss, 6-yard loss that stopped their first scoring drive of the second quarter, and here a 15-yard loss. They'll put Cosgrove under center. Five-step drop, trying to set up a screen. It is complete, and this time Ravenna's a little bit more on it as he'll bring it up to the 20-yard line, a gain of only about 5 on the play to Cameron Sinner. That worked for about 15 yards earlier in the ball game when they ran the exact same play. Going to be a gain of 5. We'll call it third down and 20. But right now, the clock just continues to run, and Ravenna is looking to get off to 1-0 again to start the season, leading it 21-0. 8 minutes to go in the ball game, and it's third down and 20 at their own 20-yard line here for the Cardinals. They've moved the ball a few times tonight, but then something like that happens, a mistake, and they end up with a long yardage situation. Long count. They will send Slough in motion. Jake from left to right. And it's taking too much time. I think maybe we got a timeout here. Had a whistle, or do we got illegal motion? Looks like there's going to be a penalty flag. And this would be the first accepted penalty all night long on Donovan Trumbull. It was called over on the Donovan Trumbull sideline. That always takes guts. Throw the flag on the side that you're officiating on. But I think they said Jake Slough in motion must have cut up field instead of running straight down the line of scrimmage. Or, in this case, the line he was supposed to be running on. And that'll bring it back to third and 25 at their own 15-yard line. Let's see what they've got drawn up for this one. Back into the shotgun, C.J. Cosgrove. Stands at his 10, a low snap has it. Quick pass out on the right side, trying to set up a wide receiver screen. It's complete there to Skylar Sullivan. He'll have minimal yardage out across the 20-yard line, close to the 22. They'll pick up about 7, but it's going to be fourth down and 18, even if he got that much. They might have marked him short of that, closer to the 20. It's going to be a gain of 5. Is there a penalty flag? Looks like they say there is a penalty flag on the far side over there. And let's see what the flag's going to be. They tried to set up the screen. Think it might be an illegal block. It is. If you're Ravenna, you probably just decline it because it's going to be fourth down and 20. And that would make them punt the football. You don't gain much by backing them up half the distance to the goal, but let's see what they do. And the illegal block in the back will be declined, and that'll bring up fourth down and 20 yards to go. So give them credit for a 5-yard completed pass, and that will bring the big fella Reese back in to punt the ball, or excuse me, Bundy to bring the football back. He punted it 3 times in the first half for an average of 48.5 yards. This will be the first punt by either team in the second half. We had more turnovers in the third quarter And so they didn't have to punt the ball. Had three picks. Two by Donovan and one was thrown by Ravenna. And they're respecting Mr. Bundy all the way back at their 40. And here comes a pretty good rush, and it's blocked. It is blocked at the 5 and then picked up. And it looks like blocking the football would have been Justin Kapersky. Kapersky looks like he got through and blocked the ball and is recovered at the 6-yard line. And a blocked punt as they came strong, and it wasn't the greatest snap that time to Garrett Bundy, and a blocked punt. And if we got it right, Kapersky will block it, and it'll be at the Donovan Trumbull 6-yard line, first down, 5-yard line, first down and goal. Already 21-0, Ravenna 7-17, and this would put the cherry on top here for the Blue Jays, and Connor Baronic's now going to come in at quarterback. Ryan Miller's still in there with him. Three wideouts, and Baronic, long count here, sends Sham back in motion from left to right. A handoff up the middle to Miller, and Miller's going to get into the end zone. Touchdown, his second of the half. 5-yard touchdown run for Ryan Miller, and he is at 150 yards here tonight in this football game. And his second touchdown in as many carries. 27-0. Blue Jays, 7-11 to go here in the ball game. Again, a big thank you to the many fine sponsors that allow us to be here and bring you high school football action. Volleyball gets going next week on Thursday night. And our football game here on KKPR will be Pleasanton at Amherst. 7 o'clock pregame, 7:30 kickoff. And on ESPN 1460 and 1550 next week, it'll be Kearney Catholic at Hastings St. Cecilia. Ryan Miller a little shaken up coming off the field here, though. And it looks like he's ready for a little resty time. So Saborn will come in here as his replacement for the extra point attempt. Shamback trying to remain perfect, and he does. 4-for-4 of the night. 7-11 to go in the football game. The Ravenna Blue Jays, 28. And the Donovan Trumbull Cardinals, nothing. We will be back with the kickoff in 1 minute on Classic Hits 98.9.
Nebraska Farm Bureau offers a number of great benefits. From its member group rates with Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska to the most visible economic benefit through Farm Bureau Financial Services. Stop by your Buffalo County Farm Bureau office today.
You're headed in the right direction for service, savings, and selection. Can't seem to find that car, truck, or SUV you've been looking for? See the professionals at Killian Motors, where people come back time after time since 1979. 8th and Central, Kearney.
Insure your home, auto, life, and business with us through Auto Owners Insurance. We'll provide low-cost, quality protection and claim service that is second to none. See RAI of Nebraska and protect what needs protected in your life. Best of luck to the Ravenna Blue Jays.
This is Bob Sherwood from B&B Carpet and Donovan. With my 35-plus years installing flooring and ongoing training from Mohawk University, our staff and installers know what it takes to get the job done right. Remember us at B&B Carpet and Donovan, where our service is the difference.
Doug Duda back with you here, along with our producer-engineer, Stacy Johns. 7-11 to go in the ball game. Ravenna 28, Donovan Trumbull nothing. Ravenna ready to kick it away. After blocking the punt, and Ryan Miller took it in on the very next play from 5 yards out. Short kick taken at the 17 by Jordan Slough. He'll bring it up over the right side, 30, and out to the 32-yard line. So this will be a tough one for the Cardinals to take. They took one on the chin tonight in a game that they had hoped they could win and kickstart their season. And now they're going to have to regroup and get back into action at home against Twin River next week, Wood River the following week, and then they get a bye. Because if you have that week zero game, you'll have a bye somewhere. For Ravenna, it's next week. They probably want to come out and play again. What a great start for the Blue Jays tonight, but now they'll have to take a day off. And on that kick return, there is a face mask called against Ravenna. So a 15-yard face mask penalty will move the ball all the way out to the 47-yard line. Cardinals 3 yards away from midfield here with just over 7 minutes remaining in our opening night contest. Cosgrip will go under center. Quick little drop and wants to throw it deep. A fly pattern. He overshoots his intended receiver, Skyler Sullivan, by about 6 yards. And it was well covered down there by the Blue Jays. Wilkie was over there. Kelly McFadden covering the receiver. And they knew what was coming there. So an incomplete pass. And that'll bring up second down and 10. If you're Donovan Trumbull, try and keep it together. See if you can get in the end zone. Get something positive going here. Again, they just got rolled over so quickly. I think it took them a while to get over a couple of shockwaves, and they misfired on a couple of center quarterback exchanges that killed drives. Second down and 10, swing pass out of the way, and here is the whistle for an illegal procedure. The one that's going to make the coach pull his hair out, the wideout took off too soon, and they were going to go with that pass behind the line of scrimmage to Jake Slough again, and it looked like he was going to have some room to roam, but they blew the play then, and that'll back him up 5 yards. Second down and 15. The only two penalties of the ball game of Donovan Trumbull have been here in the fourth quarter. Score updates brought to you by Valentino's of Kearney. Mid-third quarter, Skyler 43, Hastings 8. Fremont Bergen leads Homer 17-0. Early third, Aurora leads Seward 28-7. And we'll update more in just a moment. Right now, it is second down and 15. Cosgriff back, has some time. Now has to get out of the pocket, rolls out here, is going to lob it into the air, and Shamback tips it away from Cameron Center as they both leapt into the air at the Ravenna 45-yard line, and Shamback gets a pat on a helmet from Coach Hudson. Well done. Good protection that time for the Donovan Trumbull line, but just nobody open. He had to go to his third receiver that time, and Cosgriff put it up there with his man, giving him a chance to catch it. Shamback got up in the air and tipped it away. Don't forget, at the end of the ball game, it is the Misco Sports postgame show. We will have all the final stats for you and get you ready for the Friday night scoreboard show, so stay with us. Third down and 15 now at their own 42. Back to pass. Short little drop and overthrow the intended receiver, Skyler Sullivan. In fact, he overthrew Skyler, and he overthrew the safety that time. Wilkie covering. So three straight incompletions, and that'll bring up fourth down and 15, and probably going to have to punt it. They'd like to give themselves a chance, but in Ravenna territory, they're just going to have to play it by the book and boot this one away. And Garrett Bundy will stand at his own 31-yard line. Ravenna blocked the last one after he had bombed the first three tonight in the first half. Let's see what Bundy can do here with the ball spotted at their own 42-yard line. If he catches this one, it could be inside the 10. Long count. Here's the snap. No rush this time, and this one will be a shorter kick. It will not be fielded. It bounces. Saborn wanted to. Now it takes a little bit of a Ravenna bounce and dies at the 32-yard line. 26-yard punt, no return. First and 10 for Ravenna. And with 6:32 to go, this one is in the books. We can't wait to see you next Friday out and about. Don't forget, if you've got a score that you would like us to report, we'd love to hear the scores from all over the area. You can text. Yes, we're right there. Texting 308-646-0506. If you are just leaving your ball game, text us the score, 308-646-0506. Or you can call the KKPR studios at 236-9900, 236-9900. First down and 10, Connor Veronik in, and we have the right side of the Ravenna line jump. And it looks like we're starting to shuffle in some new kids. And for Ravenna, only 31 kids suited, or 31 kids on the roster, 28 suited tonight. So it's not like there's a lot of kids to shuffle in here in the last series or two of the ball game. And another illegal procedure. I hope they don't have to run a lot for every illegal procedure, because it's going to be a long practice. That's the fifth one of the ball game. Two penalties in the first half, seven in the second half. So that is the one negative so far for Ravenna. And again, it's kind of a head scratcher. They didn't have a lot of problems in the first half, and then right out of the gate in the second half, I don't know if the lead lost concentration or not, as they'll snap the ball and Veronik hands it off over the left side. And Shamback, I believe, is carrying the ball this time. Is messed up in the middle of that pile. He refuses to go down, and finally they blow the play dead. And the ball carrier might have fallen on the ball. Yeah, that was a hard run, and Shamback is a little slow to get up, but they will shove him back to the huddle. His teammates, including Brandon Rogers, said, get back here. It's your chance to have the ball. Looks like no gain on the play. Second down and 15. And the clock continues to run. 5:45 to go in our ball game. It is Ravenna 28. Donovan Trumbull, nothing. Ravenna got on the board with two Trevor Saborn touchdowns in the first quarter and 40 seconds, and then Ryan Miller has added two scores here in the fourth quarter. Lucas Wilkie back to an I formation now. And Ravenna's already milking clock here. And a timeout will be called by Mark Hudson. So with 5:29 to go in the ball game, it is Ravenna 28 and Donovan Trumbull nothing. Ravenna has a second down and 15 at their own 28-yard line when we come back.
Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed are proud sponsors of high school sports. For high-yielding corn, soybean, and alfalfa, New Tech Seed is the only company you'll ever need. Call Terry or Jason today at 750-6060 or visit newtech at yieldleader.com.
Valentino's, home of the Grand Italian Buffet. Come in before and after the game or call for one of their great pizzas. You can carry out or Valentino's will deliver in the Kearney area. Get yours tonight. Valentino's, North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Holcomb Scrapers have long been the leader in scraper strength and reliability. Kirshner Implement in Ravenna is your Holcomb Scraper dealer. They stock 8 and 12-yard forced ejection scrapers with other models also available. Kirshner Implement in Ravenna is a proud sponsor of tonight's game.
A proud supporter of the Donovan Trumbull Cardinals, the Donovan Insurance Agency invites you to call for free, no-hassle quotes for any insurance needs you have. Donovan Insurance Agency, located at 104 West Plum in downtown Donovan.
And out of the timeout, Ravenna's going to break the I formation and go to a shotgun here with Baronic, but that means he's just going to keep it on a quarterback draw, right side 30, and he's going to be met at the 31-yard line by Nathan Badberg of Donovan Trumbull and driven backwards. It's going to be a gain of 4 for Connor Baronic. And here comes a whole new group of kids into the ball game. Connor says, yep, that's enough. That's enough. Let's get out of here. Let some of these other kids play. I don't need to be getting tackled. Let's go. And so coming into the ball game is going to be Tom Siskowski as the new quarterback. And they go straight to an I formation. Dylan Huff is the I back. And they'll hand to the fullback here, who's a big old boy coming up towards the 35-yard line. And it looks like that's Sid Techmeyer, 180-pound sophomore wearing number 16. And now they send back that first unit in. And I think this is all about who's subbing in what, and now a whole bunch of defensive subs come from Donovan Trumbull, except for Bundy. He stays in the middle. And it's going to be a punting situation, so that's why we see all the new kids rolling in there. As about a fourth down and 8. We'll give 6 yards on that carry to Techmeyer. And a punting situation here. Just the second punt of the ball game for Ravenna. High snap. Wilkie goes up and gets it. Has to rush it, and it goes straight up in the air. It's going to be a short punt. Bounces at the 49 and takes a bad bounce. It takes a Donovan Trumbull pass. Then it's picked up while everybody's looking at it at the 40 and down to the 38-yard line. Shamback pays attention and is able to tackle the ball carrier, Jake Slough. Well, that's a strange little play. The punt covered about 10 yards, and that's being kind. And then I'm not even sure that they gave Slough the yards there when he picked it up. It's going to be marked at the 40-yard line. About an 8-yard punt when it's all said and done. 3:45 to go in our football game. 28-0 Ravenna, and Donovan Trumbull will get their offense out there. It's still the first team. They have been shut out, and they've got things they want to work on. So C.J. Cosgrove will come up under center, trips to the right side. Still confusion as he looks to the sideline for the play. He sets his lineman down. And he is going to try and run the football, but right through there, untouched, Cody Lewis with the sack for a loss of 3. That looked like a broken play from the very get-go, and Cosgrove is going to lose 3 yards. Second down and 13. End of the third quarter. It's Kearney High 17, Columbus 7. That game delayed a little bit because, unfortunately, of an injury there. Late third, Lawrence Nelson leads Exeter Milligan 18-8. Aurora thumping Seward 42-7. Crete over Northwest in the third, 46-3. New quarterback in the ball game. Draw play goes nowhere. Loss of a couple on the play. On the tackle, Cody Lewis. As the handoff to Slough, the new quarterback is Derek Johnson. And a loss of 2 there for Jordan Slough. He seemed to get it going there right before the half. Had a nice 20-yard run to start the third quarter. But since then, has been shut down, and they're really trying to get the ball in the air a little bit more. 2:45 to go. It's 28-0 Ravenna. And Derek Johnson will come back under center. No real hurry here by the Cardinals. And he'll roll out, a little throw down the sideline, and it's complete down the line of scrimmage, I should say, complete into the hands of Jake Slough, who will lumber his way back to the original line of scrimmage at the 40-yard line, a 5-yard completion. And that'll bring up third down, fourth down, and 10 yards to go after the pass there by Derek Johnson. And this is a place where they can go for it, and so they will. Clock under 2 minutes now. Again, they run the no huddle but look to the sideline for the play, and then the quarterback lets everybody know with a quick little script. Now under center on fourth down and 10, back to pass, looking left, has time, looking over the middle, throws it into traffic, and it's incomplete. Wilkie had it on his hands, tipped it, and then couldn't locate it, and Ravenna will take over on downs. So Ravenna has the football, and they'll be sending in that second string of kids, including Tom Sikuski to be the quarterback. Matt Nozicka is into the ball game. On the other side, we see Nathaniel Armin on defensively, along with Eric Tobin. Some youngsters out there on both sides of the football with a minute 48 to go, and Ravenna had this one put away. 28-0, up 14-0 early in the first half. Stayed that way until the first play of the fourth quarter. Now it's 28-0. Hand up off the left side and just a pile of bodies. A gain of about a yard that time for Ravenna. Again, it's going to be Sid Techmeyer carrying the football. So again, for Ravenna, they've got a week off now before they go on the road. They're not home for a month. Off week, two road games, and then they come home on the 24th for the C1 defending champion St. Cecilia Bluehawks and then Kearney Catholic the next week. For Donovan Trumbull, they're home the next 2 weeks, Twin River and Wood River. Back of the I formation, Siskowski lays them down. He's going to hand it off to the I back this time, and they're going to push back Dylan Huff for no gain. And the clock continues to run, and Ravenna's just hoping that they can finish this one off, maybe get a first down, let the clock run out. They may not even have to do that. We're under a minute. We're down to 50 seconds to go. The Misco Sports Postgame Show coming up. You're listening to High School Football on KKPR-FM. Kearney, Ravenna, Donovan, and Trumbull, and the World Wide Web at KKPR.com. 40 seconds to go, 28-0 Ravenna. Trying to run off the clock, and they are going to hand it off to Techmeyer, the fullback, and he's going to pull his way forward for 3 yards out to the 44-yard line. So Sid taking care of business. And it's fourth down, and they will not have to run another play as there's 20 seconds left to go, and it'll be totally up to Ravenna whether they want to do so. So the headsets come off, the equipment comes off, and the kids on the Ravenna Blue Jays sideline will celebrate yet another victory, a team that went 7-1 in the regular season and 8-2 overall last year. We'll get an opening win here. There were some doubters out there, but Ravenna, they showed right away that they were here to play football, and they get the job done. The Ravenna Blue Jays, 28, and the Donovan Trumbull Cardinals, nothing. Donovan Trumbull 0-1, Ravenna 1-0 here on this opening Friday night, week zero, as it's called, by the Nebraska School Activities Association. We will take a break and be back with the Misco Sports Postgame Show, all the final notes and stats right after this.
Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting all athletes back in the game. Whether you're running your business or running up the score, you can get hurt, and they can help. Dr. Lauren specializes in the treatment of foot and ankle problems. Sports medicine for every athlete. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
Age 50 or older? Hey, is there any benefit of being mature? You bet there is. At Barney Insurance, we have programs especially designed just for you. Did you know that you are a low risk? Call us at Barney Insurance, 237-2222.
Ravenna Superfoods is a place for big town savings with a large touch of hometown service. A proud supporter of the Ravenna Blue Jays on their road to success. Shop Ravenna Superfoods located downtown Ravenna. Best of luck, teams.
Get to the summer blowout sale going on now at your area CPI Mr. Tire. Get a 10% discount on Cooper CS4 tires, along with several models of the popular light truck and SUV Cooper Discoverer tires at your area CPI Mr. Tire store, serving all of South Central Nebraska.
And our first high school football game of 2010 is in the books, and that means it's time for the Misco Sports Postgame Show. Misco Sports Incorporated of Kearney wants you to see them before the games begin with a great selection to choose from. Misco's can get your game on in the downtown Kearney Center. Open 7 days a week, Misco's will get you better equipped for the games you play. A longtime sponsor of high school sports here on KKPR and ESPN Radio. 28-0, Ravenna wins the football game here tonight, and it started out well for the Blue Jays. They kicked the ball off, and Donovan Trumbull, three and out. Ravenna cracked a 48-yard run on the first play, just a simple little left over the left side by Ryan Miller. They run that veer. They do some misdirection, and Miller got him leaning the wrong way and took it deep into Donovan Trumbull territory. Ravenna actually bobbled the next play and lost 6 yards, and then Trevor Saborn went over the left side on a quarterback keeper and was wide open, went untouched for the touchdown. And Saborn's 29-yard run made it 6-0, 9:15 to go in the first quarter. Ethan Shambach, who was perfect, 4-for-4 in PATs, added it, made it 7-0. Then early in the second quarter, after another three and out, Ravenna marched the ball down the football field at a 4-yard touchdown run by Trevor Saborn with 11:20 to go in the first half, add the PAT, and that makes it 14-0. The scoring would stay like that. Donovan Trumbull, after three straight three and outs, finally moved the football, and they got it down into Ravenna territory, got it inside the 15-yard line, and then eventually faced a fourth down and 8 at the 13, but a low snap in the shotgun cost them. They couldn't get anything done as quarterback C.J. Cosgrove was covered up immediately, and that was their best scoring threat of the night. Ravenna then moved the ball down the field, but had a 34-yard field goal blocked right before the half, and so our score at halftime was 14-0 Ravenna. No scoring in the third quarter. The teams tried to put the ball in the air a little bit, and Ravenna was intercepted once, twice intercepted by Donovan Trumbull. Both of those really on tip balls. They were pretty well thrown and just covered, and the ball was tipped in the air. Jordan Slough had an interception for Donovan Trumbull. Trevor Saborn and Lucas Wilkie had interceptions for Ravenna. The Wilkie interception with 3.5 to go in the third quarter set up a 50-yard drive that was capped on the first play of the fourth quarter by Ryan Miller. He took it in from 2 yards out. Shambach added the extra point, 11:56 to go in the football game. It's 21-0. And then Justin Kapersky blocked a punt inside the 20-yard line of Donovan Trumbull that was covered at the 5. And on the very next play, Miller took it in from 5 yards out and was 7:11 to go in the game. The extra point was added, and that was the final touch on tonight's scoring. Ravenna 28 and Donovan Trumbull nothing. Let's take a look at the most recent scores that we have for you out there. It was Schuyler leading Hastings midway through the fourth quarter, 50-8. Lawrence Nelson leading Exeter Milligan, 18-8 near the fourth quarter. Aurora taking care of Seward, 42-7. Crete over Grand Island Northwest, 46-3 in the second half. At last check, Adams Central led Sydney, 20-0. And Arapahoe leading Axtell, 20-7 at the end of the third quarter of play. And boy, that would be a big gut check. Arapahoe was expecting a big year, then got a couple of kids hurt, including Dustin Park, and they're still finding a way to slow down Axtell and lead that ball game 20-7. Of course, all of the scores coming up on our Friday night scoreboard show at the bottom of the hour. Plus, we'll have a check-in, a live look-in at Adams Central and Sydney, airing on our sister station, ESPN 1550. We'll take a break here on the Misco Sports Postgame Show. We've got all the final stats coming up after this.
Misco Sports Incorporated of Kearney wants you to see them before the games begin. Misco's carries brand name clothing, shoes, and athletic apparel from names like Columbia, Nike, and more. Get your game on at Misco's now in the downtown Kearney Center. Misco's, you'll be better equipped for the games you play.
Bank of Donovan wishes the Donovan Trumbull Cardinals the best of luck. Visit the Bank of Donovan for all of your banking, investment, and insurance needs. Bank of Donovan has full-service locations in Donovan, Grand Island, and Hastings. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Ever wonder why Ravenna has such great athletes? It's all those great cooked meals at the Dewdrop. The Dewdrop is serving up home-cooked meals 24 hours a day and a large side of small-town hospitality. Proud to support the area high school teams, the Dewdrop in Ravenna. Zorb Farms appreciates how hard these young athletes work to make the team. The lessons of teamwork and good sportsmanship are traits they'll carry the rest of their lives. And finally, a word of thanks to the teachers and the coaches.
And welcome back to the Misco Sports Postgame Show here on Classic Hits 98.9. Let's take a look at the final stats of this evening's ball game, and we will start with the Donovan Trumbull Cardinals. Jordan Slough led the team in rushing tonight, 13 carries in the football game for a total of 56 yards. He had 6 carries for 36 in the first half, 7 carries for 20 yards in the second half, 13 carries, 56 yards for Slough. Ryan McNally, a couple of carries for no yards. Cameron Center on an end around there in the fourth quarter, 1 carry for 10 yards, and the quarterback C.J. Cosgrove, 7 carries for 19 yards in the football game. The problem was they lost 29 yards tonight on 3 center quarterback exchanges where they were either, they were all over his head. They had a couple where they snapped him low and they were able to get back to the line of scrimmage. But you take away all that yardage and you've got 30 carries for 56 yards. You don't count those bad snaps. It's 27 carries for 85 yards. But then you got to throw in the bad news, 30 carries for 56 yards. Derek Johnson was 1 of 2 for 5 yards in the football game there in the fourth quarter. C.J. Cosgrove was 5 of 9 for 47 yards in the first half. In the second half, he was 6 of 11 but had 2 interceptions in that second half of play and had 32 yards of offense through the air. So for the ball game, 11 of 20, 2 interceptions, no touchdowns for 79 yards through the air. So 79 through the air, 56 on the ground, and that's 135 yards of total offense tonight for the Donovan Trumbull Cardinals. I had them for 9 first downs. They had 4 punts that went forward, the one that was blocked in there by Kapersky, 2 penalties for 10 yards in the ball game for Donovan Trumbull. So 56 on the ground, 79 in the air, 135 yards of total offense, 9 first downs, 4 punts, and for the big fella there, Garrett Bundy, he averaged 48.5 in the first half, and that fourth quarter punt went 36 yards, the 2 turnovers by interception. We'll look at the final numbers for Ravenna on the Misco Sports Postgame Show next.
At ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center, our university-trained audiologists provide personalized, quality care. Trust your hearing health care and hearing aid products to the experts, caring for our community one patient at a time. We're ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center.
Ravenna Superfoods is a place for big town savings with a large touch of hometown service. A proud supporter of the Ravenna Blue Jays on their road to success. Shop Ravenna Superfoods located downtown Ravenna. Best of luck, teams.
A proud supporter of the Donovan Trumbull Cardinals, the Donovan Insurance Agency invites you to call for free, no-hassle quotes for any insurance needs you have. Donovan Insurance Agency, located at 104 West Plum in downtown Donovan.
We're proud to be recognized as a leading ag bank, proud to be a leading commercial lender, proud that our staff has all the qualities of good hometown folks. We're Town & Country Bank, Ravenna, Litchfield, Pleasanton, and Kearney.
And welcome back to the Misco Sports Postgame Show here on Classic Hits, 98.9 FM. And let's take a look at the final numbers of this football game for the Ravenna Blue Jays after a 28-0 victory. Ryan Miller led the way on the ground, 19 carries, 150 yards, and 2 touchdowns, both coming in the fourth quarter. Ethan Shambach, 2 carries for 4 yards. Dylan Huff got a carry for no yards. Sid Techmeyer got 3 carries there towards the end for 10 yards. Connor Baronic, a couple of carries for negative 2. Trevor Saborn, 15 carries, 117 yards, and 2 touchdowns on the ground. I had Ravenna for 42 rushing attempts, 279 yards rushing tonight through the air. They only attempted 1 pass in the second half, and it was intercepted. Saborn, 1 for 2 in the football game with no touchdowns and the 1 interception. Connor Baronic, 1 for 3 with no interceptions, no touchdowns, and 5 yards. So through the air, Ravenna was 2 of 5, 1 interception, and 19 yards. So 19 through the air, 279 on the ground, 298 yards of total offense, 13 first downs tonight for the Blue Jays. They punted it twice. That didn't go so well, 21 yards and 8 yards. Bad snap on that second one where they had to rush the kick. Had the 1 turnover on a tip pass turned into an interception, and the penalties were the problem in the second half. 2 penalties in the first half for 10 yards, 7 penalties for 45 yards in the second half of play. So that's how things went in the ball game for Ravenna. 9 penalties for 55 yards, 298 yards of total offense here tonight, and they win the football game. In fact, not a ton of yards in that second half. I had it for 202 at the half, so 96 yards there in the second half. all on the ground, most of it coming from Ryan Miller as they were really able to chew the clock up here tonight. Final score, Ravenna 28 and Donovan Trumbull nothing. We're going to join the Kearney High Columbus game on ESPN 1460. We'll hear the last few minutes of that with Randy Bushcutter here on KKPR, and then it'll be the Friday night scoreboard show, and we'll wrap things up right after this.
Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting all athletes back in their game. Whether you're running your business or running up the score, Dr. Wilkinson provides comprehensive care in the areas of total joint replacement surgery, sports medicine, trauma, and general orthopedics. Sports medicine for every athlete. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
Holcomb Scrapers have long been the leader in scraper strength and reliability. Kirshner Implement in Ravenna is your Holcomb Scraper dealer. They stock 8 and 12-yard forced ejection scrapers with other models also available. Kirshner Implement in Ravenna is a proud sponsor of tonight's game.
Misco Sports Incorporated of Kearney wants you to see them before the games begin. Misco's carries brand name clothing, shoes, and athletic apparel from names like Columbia, Nike, and more. Get your game on at Misco's now in the downtown Kearney Center. Misco's, you'll be better equipped for the games you play.
Bank of Donovan wishes the Donovan Trumbull Cardinals the best of luck. Visit the Bank of Donovan for all of your banking, investment, and insurance needs. Bank of Donovan has full-service locations in Donovan, Grand Island, and Hastings. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
You've been listening to the Misco Sports Postgame Show. Misco Sports on the bricks of the downtown Kearney Center. Open 7 days a week for your convenience. If you're rooting for the Huskers, if you're rooting for the Lopers, or maybe an area football team, volleyball team, they've got the gear you need. And if you still need some work for those first official volleyball games or football games coming up next week, Misco's can get you set up. Misco Sports on the bricks of the downtown Kearney Center. Our final check of the Valentino scoreboard. Kearney still leading Columbus 17-7 late in the fourth quarter. Loomis taking care of Harvard tonight 72-6. Shelton leading Nebraska Christian after three 36-20. Grand Island Senior High holding off Norfolk at the end of the third quarter. It's Grand Island 24, Norfolk 21. Schuyler taking care of Hastings tonight by a score of 50-8. And again, our final score here tonight, Ravenna 28, Donovan Trumbull nothing. Next Friday on ESPN 1460 and 1550, Kearney Catholics at Hastings St. Cecilia. And here on Classic Hits 98.9 FM, we'll be in Amherst as the Broncos take on Pleasanton. Trevor Saborn and Ryan Miller each had two touchdowns, and the defense pretty strong as well tonight for Ravenna as they win the home opener over Donovan Trumbull. Doug Duda saying thanks to all the fine sponsors, and we'll talk to you again next week. Ravenna 28, Donovan Trumbull nothing. We'll hear some Kearney Columbus to wrap things up. We'll join that game late in the fourth quarter over at Foster Field with Randy Bushcutter and then our Friday night scoreboard show. Enjoy the rest of your weekend, everyone.
The preceding broadcast was a presentation of Classic Hits 98.9 FM and KKPR.com. Podcasts of this and all play-by-play broadcasts are available. To download a copy, log on to KKPR.com.
Nice effort here for Kearney High. It's probably about right on the scoreboard. They dominated probably 2-1 against Columbus here in the game, and they win it now 17-7. There's actually still about 8 seconds left to go in the game.